care what people say. We had one thing that we had to finish up from last time, from Chorus 2, which was the question of where exactly the Kohen, who was Soreif et Hapara, was sequestered. The Gemara says, clearly, Lishka Beit HaEvan, and they explain why it's called Lishka Beit HaEvan, but where exactly is this? The Lishka Shal Pnei HaBira Tzfona Mizracha.
Okay,
north. He explained why the significance of northeast, but where is this Lishka Shal Pnei HaBira Tzfona Mizracha? Where exactly is this Lishka? So here it is a little unclear. Says Rashi here, Tzfona Mizracha, B'miktsoa Mizrachit Tzfonit Shel Azara Haita. It was in the northeast corner of the Azara. So, seems pretty black and white in Rashi, that it was in the Kodesh, in the actual Azara. The Rambam says the same thing. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma. One second, let me find my Rambam. Looks like this one. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma in the beginning of the second Perek. He says, So the Rambam and Rashi hold that he was actually in the Kodesh. Tosfot, though, seems to hold very clearly differently. Tosfot, Dibur Maskelu Maishna, says, why didn't they put the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Asarif and Sapara in the same chamber? Why did they need two different places? So, his first answer, he says, is just much, you know, is much less fundamental, is that they wanted the chamber where they put the Kohen Asarif and Sapara to be very unique and special, so it will be a special reminder. And therefore, they didn't want to use it for anything else. But his second answer is, this is based on a brisa later on. Right, so he says very clearly, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is going to fight with them inside, so they put him in a chamber which is in the Azara. The Kohen Asar Zapara is going to burn the Parah outside. It has to be outside, so they put him something outside the Azara on Harabais, but outside the Azara. So it's Machlokas, Rashi, and Rambam versus Tosos, whether this Lishkas Beis HaEvan was in the Azara or was out of the Azara. Many Achronim understand that this is perhaps a Machlokas Amorim. It's not so clear. The Rashi doesn't say it has to do with the Amorim. He says it's not. Tosos also says it's not. But let's look at the Gemara. Here says the Gemara, these couple of lines, the last line you read, I think, might be Ra. Amar Rav Bar Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Makom Hayim Harabayit, Ubira Shmo. Bira is a place in Harabayit. Reish Lokash Amar Kolam Mikdash Kulo Kali Bira. No, the Mikdash Kulo Bira. Shenemar Har Bira Sharechinosi. It sounds, it's quite possible that Rav Yochanan holds that he was outside the Azara. It was a Makom in Harabayis. And Reish Lokash holds, no, the Mikdash Kulo Bira. He was in the Azara. He was in the Mikdash. The Mikdash is only, I mean, the technical word Mikdash only means the Azara. Now, it's not 100% clear. You could say that they both hold he was in the Azara. They just argue what a Bira is, not where he was. It says Al-Pnei HaBira. What does Al-Pnei HaBira mean? Maybe it means we're like facing the Bira. So maybe they're arguing with the Bira, not about the Lishkat Beit HaEvan. So they could both hold he was inside the Azara. They just argue where the Bira was that he was next to. Or they could both hold that he was outside the Azara. And they just argue where the Bira was, or argue whether Bira means a specific place or a general place, including the whole Har. So it's far from Mochrach. As a matter of fact, Abi Gottlieb pointed out that the Bira seems to mean, based on Shalmi, perhaps what we would call it, the Antonio, Antonius Fortress, a big tower at the corner of Harabais. Perhaps that was the Bira. That's an impressive place, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which apparently existed from the time of the Hashmonaim. even though its name is from the Romans. Anyway, Lemaisa, it's not clear if this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish, but it could be machlokes Rishonim, but it could be machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. I wanted to say this, that I know Rabbi Yosameach says this right there in on this Rambam. If it is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish, then the Rambam works well as Shitasei twice. What is it? Twice the Rambam works well as Shitasei. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchas Parah, Paskin's like Rish Lakish. He says the whole Mishnah is called Bira. The whole Mikdash is called Bira, as it says, right? Shema Mikdash Kulo Bira, Amar Kosel Livnos HaBira Asher Hachi Nosi. So the Rambam would work well, but he says it was in the Mikdash, and he Paskin's like Rish Lakish. And the Yosemite points out he would work well a little later, you know. On Gimel and Beis, it depends on your Girsa, right? There are two Girsos on Daf Gimel and Beis. And the truth is, this is the weaker Girsa. This is the old Girsa in the Gemara. Well, actually, the old printed Girsa. It's shown it's not necessarily old. This is the weaker Girsa. But one Girsa in the Gemara has, right? Our Gemara has brackets for Rishon and Levi. Those brackets for Rishon and Levi replace the parentheses by Shlokish. Has, Ki Aser of Dime, or Rabbi Yochanan Matni Chada, Rishlokish Matni Tarti. Yochanan Matni Chada, Lassos, Lachaper, Elamaisi, Yom HaKippurit. Rishlokish Matni Tarti, Lassos, Elamaisi, Parah, Lachaper, Elu, Maisa Yom Kippur. Yochanan Matni Chada, Ana Tanan, Shivas Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Shivas Yom Kippur, Shivas Yom Kippur, Mai Lavi Alma. Okay, what's the machlokas there according to one Gersa? Between Rishlokish from Yochanan? Either way, it's from Yochanan. Is it that we darshan from the psukim Hara and Yom Kippur? That's Rish Lakish. Or we only darshan the psukim for Yom Kippur? Hara is a Milo B'Yalma, is just a Chumar Drabana. It's a kind of Drabana. So, that's a machlok. Because what's the Makar of Hara? If we assume the Makar of Yom Kippur is from the Pasuk that we saw in the Gemara, Kasha Tzibah Yamazah, Tzibah Hashem, Lasos Pachar Lechem, from the Pasuk of Midluim, then is Para also from Yiluim? Or is Para just a Milo? Just a Milo. So let's just put it on the board 1 second. Where was the Lishkas? Beis HaEven. One thing is very clear. Rashi and the Rambam says Azara. And Tosu says Chutz Azara on Har HaMayis. That could be a big machlokes in there, but I'm not going to name all the names. But if you want to see someone who says machlokes of Yochanan Mishlakish, look for Yosemite in that Rambam. Could be a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. This would be Rish Lakish, who says Hamikdash Kulo, or Kulo, whatever he says. And this would be Rabbi Yochanan, who says Makom Behar Habayis. In which case, the Rambam works well with Shitasei, because the Rambam says Azara, and the Rambam Haktiz Rish Lakish, that the Mikdash Kulo is called a Bira. But if so, then maybe if we have, here we have the phase of an Aleph, and again, I found this. You obviously think of this when you get further in the Gemara, but I found this in the Rishonim, that according to one Gersa, that could be Lishitase of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Over there. Why? Because what does Rish Lakish says? Rish Lakish says, Para and Yom HaKippurim are learned from the Miluim, right? From the 7 days of Miluim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, according to all your souls, Yom Kippur is learned from Miluim, and Para is a Maila B'Alma. Meaning just a takana, an extra chumra midrabanan. So then it would make perfect sense. Why? Miluim, what is the whole point of Miluim? Again, you could say Latavka. But the whole point of Miluim was to stay in the Kodesh for 7 days. Aaron and his sons had to stay in the Kodesh. The whole point was to stay in the Kodesh. So whoever learned from Miluim should have to be in the Kodesh. And then that works out. That works out very nicely. That if it's learned from Miluim, it should be in the Kodesh. If it's Yom Kippur's from Miluim, then Yom Kippur has to be in the Kodesh. Everyone agrees, we'll see to an extent, but everyone agrees, at least in the basic geographical sense, the Lishkas Parhedrin was in the Kodesh. Although halachically it's complicated. But then, If Par is from my Lobialma, Par is not learned from Yiluim, which was in the Kodesh. What does Par have to do with the Kodesh, like Tosos says? What does Par have to do with the Kodesh? Par is all outside. Why are they Mafreshim of my Lobialma? Where does the Lashon of Maila come from? Anyone ever learn any place in Shas where they always talk about Mala?
Entiros.
Right, exactly. My Lobialma's Chomer's Entiros. So what the Chomer's Entiros? For Chomer Entiros, you want to sequester him so that he's not Mitzvah. It's also a price a little later on that says that the Yom Kippur, he was sequestered for Kedusha, and for Parah, he was sequestered for Tyros, so that it makes sense that he doesn't have to be Mechutz Lazara, but he might as well be Mechutz Lazara, meaning if there's no need to have him in the Azara, it's just to keep Tumah. So you don't want to put things in the Azara that are not necessarily, so it's certainly it's not Machruch, but it would certainly work well, in which case the Rambam works out beautifully, the Shitasei as well, because what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam clearly holds in the Parish of Mishnayos, right here in the beginning of Yoma, and a few other places also. I mean, the Rambam's consists in a few places, but there's no need to see more than one place, says the Rambam here. Amar Hashem Yisbarach Shir Shmei Miluim V'Pesach Ol Moed Lo Teitzu V'Gomer After Yom HaKashur Sova Yom HaZeh Tzigash And Lassos Kapar Lechem U'ba HaKabbalah. Kabbalah means it's not a Ma'ilu Drabanan. Kabbalah means the Masorah. It's Torah Shebal Peh. Lassos Zemaisa Parah L'Kapar Lechem Zemaisa Yom HaKippurim. Okay, very, very clear. The Rambam works well L'Shitase because he says that both Parah and Yom HaKippurim are learned from the Shivas Mamimun. That's it. Correct. That's why I said this is the weaker Girsa. Why is this the weaker Girsa? Because, why is this the weaker Girsa? The Marsha erases this Girsa. He doesn't erase this Girsa only. He also it's the weaker Girsa because there's a third sheet then. Rish Lakish has a third sheet. So I happen to have one of these two sheets. That's why I said there's the weaker of the two Girsas. Still, there is a girsa like that, right? The girsa when the Marsha got Ishas was like that. Then you have to figure out why does Rish Lakish have two different contradictory shitas? Did Rish Lakish change his mind? Why didn't they come out? So I admit that it is the weaker girsa. Correct. It is definitely the weaker girsa. So it is certainly Rav Yochanan works well with Shitase. Rav Yochanan certainly works well with Shitase. it is the, but it's definitely the weaker Girsa. Because then Rish Lakish wouldn't work well, Lishitase, necessarily. Okay, Girsa man assumes that the Girsa man puts it together. But I admit, it only works over the one Girsa, and that Girsa is the weaker Girsa. Then you have to assume that Rish Lakish changed his mind, and, you know, and held two contradictory things. Yeah. I'll just point out one last thing, that if you say that the Rambam, is L'shitase, in that he paskins in the Azara, and he paskins like Rish Lakish, that the whole mikdash of the Bira, which works very well, he paskins like Rish Lakish, or the Rambam still works L'shitase, he paskins like whoever says enough gimel and beis, right, so he doesn't take away the Rambam, he paskins like whoever says enough gimel and beis, that we learn Hara and Yom Kippur equally from Yilvim, so of course, Hara and Yom Kippur should be equal. They could be different rooms for technical reasons, but the rooms have to have equal status, both being the Azara. Not to mention that we're sort of being Luma, of course it has to be in the Azara. The whole point of being Luma is to be sequestered in the Azara. It could be, this ties into what we said last time, which is that the Rambam could be L'shitase about the deeper longness of Parah. Why should Parah be more similar to Yom Kippur? Why should it be less similar to Yom Kippur? If you understand that Parah is purely about Taros and purely something done by Bachot, and all we care about is Tumah Batara, then it's less connected. No one's going to say it's unconnected to the Azara, right? He's al nochach panei olamoi. You still have to face the Azara. But it's less connected to the Azara, and less connected to the world of Kronos, and less connected to Yom Kippur. The Rambam L'shitase, both in the Moreh and in the Mishnah Torah, where he says, there's such things as it not being mechaper, not working because it's not mechaper, implying that he is kapara, and then L'shitase in the Moreh Nevuchim, we saw it. Who says it's metahir by being mechaper on the knisa batoma? And in the Mo, remember, what did he compare it to? He says, why is everyone who touches the para nitma? You and I would have said, why is everyone who touches the para nitma? You know, the guy who has to go to Chernobyl and clean up all the radiation gets nitma. See. You clean up dirt, you get dirty. right? Because the tuma shabbat gets nitma because of the tara. But what did the Rambam say? He said no, because he's bechaber so many sins, he's nitma, just like the service paleach. So the Rambam is already comparing on a very deep level the avodas yom kippurim to parah aduma, and by shomish aleich he's hinting that even if you do something outside, that doesn't mean it's not connected to inside and it's not part of the karbana and the framework and the system of karbana. So I think that also works well with shita say that. The Rambam and Shita say, again, this is not mochrach, but it happens to work well. The Shita say works well if para is kapara. I don't mean kit para. Para is a para, it's not kit para, it's kapara. If para is kapara, like Yom HaKippurim, especially since, keep in mind, for the Rambam the Mora, it's a big chiddush the Rambam the Mora. But it works beautifully because what is Parah Mechaper on, according to the Rambam and the Mora? It's Mechaper on being Metami the Mikdash. Because people are now going to the Mikdash, Mechaper and Metami the Mikdash. What is Yom Kippur Mechaper on? It's Mechaper being Metami the Mikdash, Bichli Parah Kodesh, Mitamos Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, I mean different types of Metami the Mikdash. But, you know, the Tumas Mikdash of Yom Kippur is much more existential. The Tumas Mikdash of Parah is much more technical. But, you know, it really is a tremendous parallel. For the Rambam, the parallel is striking. It's no wonder that he paskins like Rish Lakish or Rish Shulman Levi or whoever it is who says the one paskin we know, which about the Mikdash and Kapara, and about Kedushas HaMikdash, which encompasses both of these. And this Shita would definitely work well. But I'm not saying it's Mocham, it just would work well if Para is pure Taros and not kapara. I'm not going to say pure taros and not kachim. You can't say para is not kachim. It's at least kachim than a kabayis. Meaning, it at least belongs to the mikdash like kachim than a kabayis. But if you say, you know, it has something to do with something, but if you say it's not kapara, you know, you don't have to admit that it's kachim is there in any way, shape, or form, then that would work better. Then it's a totally different kind of sequestering. and would fit well with filsos. Okay, so this is just really ends up being a continuation of our discussion yesterday of how you look at para duma. I got an interesting, if you want one other interesting mucker about Parah Aduma, not in terms of Kapara, but in terms of the Karban status, the Ramban, this week's Parsha, right? The Ramban in the beginning of this week's Parsha, this is in Abiyam Uksuvim. Abiyam Uksuvim doesn't have this week's Parsha. But.
Rabban, the Girsa in the Yerushalmi in Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is called Harabayat Karubira.
It's called Harabayat Karubira. So then it does not work out. Then it does not work out with Shitase. The Rambam still works out nicely, but in the Yerushalmi, if it's called Harabayit, then the difference between Rabbi Shlach and Rabbi Yochanan is purely technical. They both agree Biras and Harabayis. Wherever Lishka is, they both agree the Biras and Harabayis. They just argue whether it's one part or all parts. Let me just read you one Ramban and leave that for you as food for thought, and then we will go weiter in the Gemara. The Ramban, in the beginning of Chukas, or it's a lot of Chukas, sorry, the Ramban has an interesting formulation in the beginning of Chukas. Yes, it's hard, you know. As we all know, the most challenging thing of wearing masks is when you go to the supermarket, you can't lick your fingers to separate the plastic bags. So likewise, to flip pages is much harder in the age of coronavirus. But he does have a line here, if I can find it. Says the Ramban, the very beginning of Chukas, the end of the first paragraph, Usrei Fasa ki Reach Nichoach Bachutz. Burning the Paraduma is like a Reach Nichoach Bachutz. Again, you could have said burning the Paraduma is a useful way to turn it into ashes because, you know, if you have like a big cow, you can't dissolve them into water and it's not very useful. If you burn it and turn it into ashes, you can dissolve them into water and it's very useful. Okay, I have other words based on Shuv Shal Mikra. Almost no one understands Shuv Shal Mikra of Paraduma, but that's for another day. But the I would have said burning is just a practical way to get it to dissolve in water, because you can't take a side of beef and dissolve it in water. But the Ramban says to reach nichoach b'chutz. No, burning it is like on the mizbeach they burn things. It's a reach nichoach b'Hashem. He also sees it as much more of a karban. Again, everyone agrees it's hekdesh. No one thinks it's secular property. But the question is it a karban or is it a kachavet kabayis? Everyone agrees at least kachavet kabayis. Hey, that's a simple shot. It's kachim b'nei kabayis. The question is, does it have more of a carbon aspect? Not in terms of who owns it. So the Ramban also brings it a little further in the direction of Korban by saying burning it as a Reach Nichach, okay, he's not talking about Kapara there. It's not as directly relevant. Yes, Shechita is Rikas Adam, obviously, is a, he's saying, is a dead giveaway. Now, it's a honey Rikas Adam, but it's not on a Mizbeach. And you might say that it's not as Rikas Adam, meaning, we know there's such thing as Hazoya Saddam that's not a korban by Tzipori Mitzora, right? Right? There is such thing as being Maza on a tummy thing or guy, which has nothing to do with Hakrava. It's just the way, so you could say, no, no, you sprinkle the dam to retire the mikdash, as it were. But, okay, you're right, it is a very unique, what I'm saying is that para is, we're not learning such as para now, maybe someday with Mizoka, it's a really very unique thing. It's clearly Kachi Benek HaBayis, but it has carbon aspects. It has shechita like a carbon. So does Tzibur Mitzorah, which is also unique, but not to this extent. It's much further from carbonos. It has shechita like a carbon. It has something resembling zrika to the mikdash like a carbon. The Ramban thinks it has reich lichoach. Rama thinks it has kapara. Clearly, there's room for different approaches to paraduma, but we'll leave paraduma for now after one comment from Sri and then go on.
Rashi makes a point twice to say that half that the part is that half that's to make it. Does that mean leaning away from trying to call it carbon?
No, even the Rambam says kichatas. Everyone agrees it's not mash chatas. I think that's clear. It's not actually a chatas. That doesn't. I don't think anyone would have the chutzpah to say it is a chatas, other than the chush. Yeah, other than the chush. And keep in mind, of course, in you know shudush shalikra, you know that's not what chatas means, right? What does chatas mean in shudush shalikra? No, cleansing, cleanser. How do you say to disinfect a man in Hebrew? Chitoy, l'chatei, right? That's Pshut HaShemekra. Which is why a Yoledis brings a chatas, because she has to be purified, because she's an avatom. Okay, but we're not doing Pshut HaShemekra now. Let's go back to the Gemara. Okay.
Also, the original Miluim have an aspect of Kaparat HaKodesh, or Kipar HaKodesh?
I mean, there is an aspect of Kaparas HaKodesh that it says, Shiv'as Yomim Techaper Al HaMizbeach. To the extent that it is, it definitely has a lotion of Kaparas HaMizbeach, which is close enough. You definitely ask Kaparas HaMikdash in the Miluim, which is a great son of Shabbat here. And even if you definitely have a lush TV, because you're right, that's the point of Ha'ara. I'm pretty sure. Shivas Yomim Techaper Al HaMizbeach. The last pasuk in the Sama, not in the Parsha, this part. Techaper Al HaMizbeach. So you do have Shivas Yomim Techaper Al HaMizbeach, which is close enough. And you know what? Even if you wouldn't say Kaparas HaMikdash, it's clearly fixing the Mikdash. It's clearly giving status to the mikdash. I understand. Okay, but those you do have shiras yom the chaper al mizbeach. So Rashi struggles on pshuta shol, even not whether pshuta or not. When the chaper al mizbeach, there's nothing wrong. It didn't exist yet. Why did it need kapara? So Rashi suggests that even before it existed, it might have had some tumma or chait in it, gezel of other things. So, or you could, you know, perhaps say there's just some common denominator of kapara and hakdasha. But in any case, you do have it there also. So here in the Rambam, it's very nice that all these three things are mechaper on the mikdash. Okay, now let's go run through some Gemara. Everyone will have to forgive me that I'm not going to be mit akev and spend all week on all of the cheshbonos that Tosas brings here in the drashas. Well, Mirza next, she or try to come back to some of the ekronot. But let's look at the Gemara. Menahani Mili. Amar ben Yomer Chilki Amar Mechasim or Idi Amar B'Yochanan. Amar Kra. Again, this Rabbi Yochanan is not the Rabbi Yochanan that we have later. It's a different Amor than the Rabbi Yochanan, which, okay, detracts as well from the Lushatase. Which clearly Kasher Saba Yamazet is referring to, among other things, sequestered for 7 days. Lasos Elamasa Para, Lachapri Lamasa Yomakipurim. How do we know that? Bishlama Kulikrava Parla, we talk on Lachapri Shivapar Lavaska Parahi. Right? We explained, even according to the Rambam, you'd have to say, Parz Lavaska Parah, it's not coming from the Chapra, it's something someone already did. It's coming to be more of a Kaparah, a Nisiyas Lavam. rather than lifkap here, something that already exists. So it can't only be referring to para. Ela imakul kabi yom kippur. Maybe it's only referring to yom kippur. Lassos lechaper. You do the avodas yom kippur yom lechaper. Amri yalef tziva tziva tzivach tziva Hashem lassos lepasam zolz masifrashet tziva Hashem leimor tziva hinset para malalam para kan para umakan prisha malalam prisha. Okay, tziva connects it to para, and therefore, just like you need prisha the miluim, you need prisha and para. The aim of going on top of base tziva tziva yom kippurim. Dechtev ayas kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Maybe Tziva is also Yom Kippur. No, done in Tziva the Lifnei Asiyah. Maybe Tziva the Lifnei Asiyah. Excuse me. If it ain't done in Tziva the Achar Asiyah, meet Tziva the Lifnei Asiyah. No, you only compare a Tziva before the Asiyah to Tziva before the Asiyah by part. It doesn't have a Lashon Asiyah. But it has Tziva before all the Ma'asim, as opposed to Yom Kippur, where the Tziva comes after the Asiyah. The aim of Tziva the Karbonos, maybe Tziva means all Karbonos. Dechtev v'yom tzavol toet b'nei Israel. And that's a tziva before a tziva. It says Yom Tov Sos Bnei Israel La Hakribes Karbanehem La Shem Bar Sinai. It's before the description of the Asiyah. The answer is done in tziva mitziva. In done in tziva mitzavoso mitziva. Oh my, you can't judge different forms of the words. You can't make Yitzir Shav different forms of the word. My nafkamina. Why not? What's the difference? But a tiny very small Shavakon and Vakon Zui Shibazovia. He makes Yitzir Shav between Shavakon and Vakon. Even though they're totally different words, just they mean the same thing. So Kalshkin, you can make from Tziva and Tzavoso. The answer is Hani Milehech Lechad Damilei Avalechad Yivad Damilei Damilei Yal Fina. No, you can only go from something that's not exactly the same when there's no candidate that is the same. The candidate that is the same that takes precedence. Lechaper Lemaisi Yom Kippur. Fine. So we know Tziva is para. How do we know Lechaper is Yom Kippur? Eima Kapara de Karbonos. Maybe Lechaper means Karbonos because Karbonos are Lechaper. The answer is, Miyadin and Haikoin Misrami, Dwarly Prisha. How do you know which coin's going to bring it? How do you know who to sequester? Amri Alma Lama Loni Baile Prisha, Lama Loni Baile Prisha, Lukoin Mishmeres. We say, no, why can't we just require the whole Mishmar of that day? Meaning 7 days before each Mishmar's turn, the whole Mishmar should be sequestered and then they'll be able to do the Avoda. And the truth is, even if the Mishmar is only Drabana, Midarais, you could just say, whoever might do it in a week should be sequestered if they want to do it in a week. So the answer in the end, done in Dorish Gvolos Ma, Dorish Gvolos Ma, La Fuge Karbonos, Kol Yoma is the who. No, it's a specific time from a specific time, meaning but the Miluim were a specific time. Hashem told Moshe to do the Miluim at a specific time surrounding Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or adjacent to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, rather. Yom Kippur is a specific time as opposed to Karbonos, which are all the time. Okay, Agav, there's a little machlokas we've shown in here about what kind of karbonos are we talking about. The Ritva sounds like we're talking about karbonos sefer. That makes sense. The Milum are karbonos sefer. We're only talking about karbonos sefer. That makes sense. The Rabbeinu Yakim here. Okay, it's not so clear. We haven't mentioned the Rabbeinu Yakim here. But there is one of the more obscure Rishonim we don't have generally on Shas called Perish Rabbeinu Yakim. And here he says, Ema Karpar de Karbonos, Gigon Karbonos Yachid. I don't know if it's such a good deal. Yeah, I'm not convinced that he's really saying anything more than Rashi. Okay, the Ritva assumes we're talking about Karbonos Tzibur. Of course,
that's what Rashi says on the top of the daf.
Yeah, exactly. You can also say we're talking about Karbonos Yachid. Rashi is a little funny because Rashi on the top of the daf, when we have a happening of Tzibur of Karbonos, says Lahatzur Kol Koina Ov Mikdash Prisha the Karbonos Tzibur. Says Karbonos Tzibur. But Rashi and the line we just read in the Havin of Kapara de Karbonos says, Kigun Karbonos Yachid, that Siva and Kam Makomos Kipar Love Ha Koi. Rashi's a little funny. In the Havin that Sivoi means Karbonos, he says Karbonos Sivar. In the Havin that Kapara means Karbonos, he says Karbonos Yachid. And he's not, if he'd been consistent either way, it would have been fine. He could have said Karbonos Sivar, Dumya Dumidulim. Or he could have said, no, I'm not convinced that that's a salient factor. Yeah, Karbonos are Karbonos. He changes his mind in the middle. All the Achronim go to town, figuring out why he changed his mind in the middle. It doesn't. I don't have a longish answer. It doesn't seem to be any difference between Sivoi and Kapara. That'd be great. Say, well, Tzivoy sounds like Tzibur, but Kapara sounds like Yachid. The only problem is that it's, I don't see why that should be. It says Kapara many times by Korban Yachid, right? Which is parallel to Kohen. It says Kapara many times by Korban Tzibur, series of Echad Kapara. Like by every Yontif. It says Kapara as well. The Tzivoy, the Yom Tzav Osos, B'nei Yisrael, the Kriyas Korban Hen Lashem Bar Sinai, is not specifically talking about Korban Tzibur. So the only thing I can think of to explain the Stira and Rashi, technically, is that the difference is not between the word Tzibur and the word Kapara, but between what the drush is. In the first stage of Gemara, here we have the top and the middle. What's the Havani now? The top and the middle. In the top, we are Havani is that Tziva equals Karbanos. And if Tziva means Karbanos, what does Lechaper mean? Lechaper means Yom HaKippur. In the middle of the page, the Havamina was that Tziva, we already know, equals Para. And Lechaper equals, equals Karbanos. Right? I mean, that's clearly the difference. The difference is what else do we dash up from the other words in this Havamina? Both Havaminas are wrong in the end. it could be Rashi just thought, if Tziva meant Karbanos and Lechaper meant Yom HaKippurim, then you have to say it means Karbanos Tzibur. Why? Because if it's even Karbanos Yachid, and now here we're getting into the Hashbonos of Tosos, if it's even Karbanos Yachid, why don't you need a separate Pasuk Yom Kippur? But if Tziva means Karbanos Tzibur, then you need a separate Pasuk Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur includes Karbanos Yachid. Although it also includes Karbanos Tzibur. I'm not convinced, but actually, I realize it doesn't work. Mice, if he's sequestered, he's sequestered. Maritz Chayes tries to take this approach without tons of success. Unless you want to say, a Chaper means Yom Kippur, it's even means something similar to Yom Kippur, it's Kippur and Seber. That's not what Rashi says. He says it's Dumya De. Yeah, the truth is, I'm really not sure why Rashi says, right, what's the Kiddush of Rashi? Which I would have been happy with either way. Rashi's Kiddush is here is Tzibur, and here is Yachid. And he makes a point of it. He doesn't have to say anything. He could have just not said anything. He makes a point of making trouble to say in the first half of Mina it's Tzibur, and the second half of Mina it is Yachid. I'm really not, I don't have a great answer why.
Why did you say Rashi's going off your road? Off your road, Karbanos Yachid are the Tani Kapara, we have Shlomim, but most of the Karbanos of the Yachid now are Kapara oriented, and none of them are from Tzuba. Shem never says every, a Yachid has to bring this Karban. If you do this, then here's what you have to do in passing, whereas Karbanos Seaboard, most of them are not from Kapara, but you have this series in Kapara, but most Karbanos Seaboard are Musafi, whatever it is, they're not Kapara oriented, and they are Mutsubi.
And I don't accept your facts. Who said most Karbanos Yachid are for Kapara? Most Karbanos Yachid are Ola and Shlomim?
Chatos Hashem Ola.
You mean if Ola is for Kapara, then are most for Chatos Hashem Ola or most for Shlomim? We don't know. Counting.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
Yeah, although Rashi doesn't mention Ola, right? Rashi says, actually he's just Bechipar Lavakoi. He doesn't say specifically Rashi, at least. So he's saying most Karbanos Yachid are for Kapara, most Karbanos Tzibur are not for Kapara. And Tzibur I wouldn't go too far with, because Dafka, the ones who the Yachid and Sukkot bring are disproportionately Kapara.
What is the Yachid and Sukkot
bring? Chathas and Nasham.
Hashem never says bring the Karbanos. If you choose to do
okay. The Tzibur. But I like the part that most Karbanos Yachid have, hold on, but most Karbanos Tzibur are also Olas. And Ola has Kapara. Yeah, the answer is I don't know. The Gemara says a few times that the Talmud is Mechaper. That's most. I'm not convinced. The Gemara says a few times the Talmud is Mechaper. Now you'll have to be very subtle differentiating the Kapur and almost Yachin Kapur and Talmud. I'm not so convinced. Maybe I'll leave that. Rashi obviously was onto something. I'm just saying, first of all, the Talmud is most, and I'm going to assume the Musafim goes with the Talmud. I don't know. You know, the Talmud is clearly most. I don't know, because it's maybe just Bechlal, Tmidim, and Musafim. It's hard to tell. Hard to tease them apart.
If you only have my mother's like
Tmidim,
that's
what we're going to fight. You're stretching. Okay, Lemaisa, I'm going to have to leave this. Sorry, Ian, I don't have a great explanation why Rashi, I wouldn't say Rasul served himself. He just clearly had two different shots, two different stages in the Gemara. I just don't have a great he thought it was so obvious he didn't have to explain. I don't have a great explanation of why he changed his, you know, he changed his shot from one line in the sugya to the next line in the sugya. Maybe there's something with Sivoy versus Kapara, but I have trouble working it out. You know, maybe it has nothing to do with the other figures. It just has to do with Sivoy versus Kapara. I'm just still not sure why Sivoy means more Kapara Sivor, and Kapara means more Kapara Siyachid. So we'll leave this, sorry, Ian, unless someone has a brilliant idea. You know, a few of them are going to talk about it, but they all say things that are a little far out, or just give up. You know, the Gvur Sari and the Rishash and many others just give up. They say, all right, we don't understand the Halig of Rashi. However they said it. Okay, we'll leave this to Ian. Maybe there's a Yesod, but I don't have it.
Can I suggest something?
Yes, I'm waiting for someone.
In the top of the daf, we're talking about comparing it to Yom HaKippurim. And Yom HaKippurim is Korbanos Tzibur. In the second stage, you want to take out Yom HaKippurim and replace it with Korbanos. And therefore,
if you're darshing Yom HaKippurim and Korbanos, then the Korbanos are similar to Yom Kippur and are Korbanos Tzibur. If you're not discussing Yom Kippur and just discussing Korbanos, then Minastam, you're discussing Korbanos Yachid.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. It's, you know, I can't do better than that. Maybe it does have to do with, if it's next to Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur Dick, it's Korbanos Sibur. If it's not next to Yom Kippur, it's next to Para, which is different Lagamre, then it's Korbanos Yachid. Maybe that's the answer, just next being next to Yom Kippur. Okay, let's go find her. Says the Gemara. In any case, we now have succeeded so far. How do we know it's referring to Yom Kippur? Because it has to be a kapara like the Miluim, which was not every day at a specific time. The Emor Golan, maybe it means Yontif. No, Dun and Dover Shinoi Kam Ach Mashana, mean Dover Shinoi Kam Ach Mashana, for your Bolin, Blah Kam Ach Mashana, Nidhu. No, it can't be older Golan. Because it has to be once a year. The Miluim are once a year. They're actually once in many, many years. Perhaps even once in a forever, once in a Mikdash, etc. But nonetheless, they were certainly only once that year. So we compare it to Yom Kippur, which once a year, not Regolim, which is three times a year. Beim Regel Echad, so why don't you compare it to one Regel? Why Yom Kippur? It could be Pesach, Shavuos, Shukos, etc. Chitei v'lo yidim ha'minayim, if you say it's impossible to know which one. No. O Icha Gamatos, Olo Patav HaKosav Tchila. No, there's a svara. Either take a svara to compare it to Pesach, which is the first regal, whenever the Torah lists them, or compare it to Sukkos, which has the most mitzvahs on it. Ella, rather done in Prisha Shivali Yom Echad, Prisha Shivali Yom Echad, being done in Prisha Shiva, L'Shiva, Prisha Shivali Yom Echad, in the Milum was 7 days for the Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini was a special day when the Shmini came down to the Mishkan. So you have to learn the drasha of 7 days prepare for 1 day, and Pesach and Sukkos are 7 days prepare for 7 days, so it's not parallel. Ave Ema Shmini, so maybe Shmini Atzeres, that's a great parallel, 7 and 1. So you should have to sequester all of Sukkos in order to bring your Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres. The priest is Shivali Yomechad. No, Dunim Dabrisha Ein Kedusha Lefanav, Dabrisha Ein Kedusha Lefanav, Bein Dunim Dabrisha Yesh Kedusha Lefanav, Dabrisha Ein Kedusha Lefanav. No, you have to compare the Miluim, which were not a Chag during the 7 days beforehand, to something which is not a chag for 7 days beforehand, like Yom Kippur. You can't compare it to Shmini Atzeres, which has a chag 7 days beforehand. So the Gemara says, "Well, I've come a homer. Hold up, we swear the opposite. Hashad davar shein kedusha lefanav, by prisha davar sheyesh kedusha lefanav. Lo kol shekein. If you're talking about whether it means prisha, why should it mean prisha? Because it's very special. So adrama, if something has kedusha before it, it's a combination of kedusha. It's even more special." After all, it's a culmination of a process. Culmination of a process should need to be even more special, should need even a higher level of Kedusha. So then we should still be able to say Shmini Atzeres. No, two answers. One is Amar Sharshil Lo Hazeksiv Pazek says Kashe Sobayamazeh Hazeh is Russia saying don't use logic, use dumb comparison. Right? It has to be exactly like this, not less Kaddush and not more Kaddush. And therefore, it can't be Shemina Seres on a higher Madrigus, that's crucial fun. Or Rav Ashi says, no, he has a smarter way he can't be Shemina Seres. Mika Midi, the Ikar regular way Prisha, top of the way Prisha. It can't be the Shemina Seres needs Prisha, because the Sukkot doesn't need Prisha, and Shemina Seres is Tuffel to Sukkot, and how can you say the Ikar doesn't need Prisha, and the Tuffel needs Prisha? Is it really true that Shemina Seres is Tuffel to Sukkot? He says yes, Rav Filimon Nor Shemini Regal Pnei Atzmo, who, even if you say Regal is Shemini Atzer Sereo Pnei Atzmo, which is clearly how we paskin in the Maskana of the Gemara in Sukkah, that we say Shechiyanu on Shemini Atzeret. Hani Milinim Pazer Kashay. That's only for six things that the acronym is Pazer Kashay. Well, in Itash Lomit Shemini Rishon, who, even, yes, it's a Regal Pnei Atzmo for six things, but for the Karbanos, for the mitzvahs for Iyash, Shalos B'mashana Yirek, Kol Tzokorcha, it's only Shalos Part B'mashana Yirek, Kol Tzokorcha. Ah, is the Re'iyah and Shemini Atzeres? What does Re'iyah mean? Means a mitzvah say to go into the Azara to bring an Olas Re'iyah, to bring a Shalmi Chagiga. Yes, but it's only Tashlumen of the first day. The Hatanan, Mishlo Chag, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chog B'holo Kol Re'iyah Kulo, B'yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Someone who didn't bring their Chagiga. And same for the Olas Re'iyah, etc. On the first day of Sukkot, can make it up during Olas Cholamoid and even on Shemini Atzeres. So therefore, Shemini Atzeres only Tafel to Tashlumen to make up for the carbon you didn't bring on the first day. So it's not Legami Regal Pnei Atzmo, it's in some ways Tafel. And that stands, we've now eliminated the possibility of Shemini Atzeres. Okay, this brings up the famous question of exactly in what way Shemini Atzeres is a Regal Bifnei Atzmo. So let's look at this Pazer Kashiv. What are the different ways in which it is a Regal Bifnei Atzmo? So, we know what they all stand for, right? That's very clear, right? Pious, Zman, Regel, Karbon, Shir, and Bracha. We just have to know what these mean. So, some of them are more obvious. Zman is Pashut, it just means you say Shachiyanu, that's the whole topic of the discussion, the long sugging of the of Sukkah. On the second Sukkah, you say Shachiyanu Shemini Atzeres. Karbon means it's a different karbon. You might recall that the karbon of Sukkah is this funny karbon, right? It's unlike all the other chagim. All the chagim are, what are the only two matkonot for a karbon musaf, for chagim, other than this? Either an ola, or ola of two parim, one ayel, seven kvasim, and seir l'chatat. Means there's always one ayel, seven kvasim, a seir chatat, and one or two parim. Every single chag without exception. Except for Sukkot, which has which has the same chatat, but the ola is a double two ayels, elim, a double 14 kvasim, and the famous Shivim Parim, right? 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7 parim going down each day. That is a unique different karbon. If Shemini Atzeres was a continuation, it would then have, obviously, 6 parim and 2 elim and 14 kvasim, but it doesn't. It just has 117, like Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and many other days. So that's the karbon bifnei atzmo. What about the other things? So pious is very clear. Pious is a new pious, right? We know about pious. We discussed the daily pious. There's also a pious for the karbonot of the regel, meaning which kohanim would get it. So there's a pious. So Shemini Atzeres is a new pious and not a continuation of Sukkot. Because what happens to Sukkot? The Mishnah tells us very explicitly that there are so many karbonot and sukkahs that they didn't bother to make a pious for all the musafim. They just like took turns. There are 24 mishmarot. So on the first day, the first 13 got a par, and the next two got an ayel, and the next nine got a kvasim, and then five of them went again and got a keves, and then they just kept going through and cycling around, and they work out in the end. Some people got more karbonas than the others. But and since Purim are much bigger than Elul and Purim, if you ever looked, they wouldn't pick up where you left off of the Purim. They would pick up from the Purim. Okay, they had a whole system, but there was not a pious every day. They could have continued the system of Shemitah Seres. They did not. What's the only in machlokas here, which we're not going to analyze? The famous machlokas in Rashi and the Ramban about pious, not about Shemitah Seres, but about Sukkot. Exactly. Says Rashi, there was no pious on Sukkot, then it's really different. At Sukkot, there was no pious, just taking turns. And then Shemitah Seres, there was a pious. After all, there's not that many karbanos, right? The whole Muslim Shemitah Seres is only 10 karbanos, 24 mishmarot, so they did a pious. Instead of continuing where they left off, says the Ramban, he spends a lot of time saying that no. There was one pious on the first day of Sukkot. It's not that there was no pious on Sukkot. There was one pious for who starts off on the first day of Sukkot. And then they went, took turns from there. Okay, but either way, there was no pious for the last 100 something animals on Sukkot, the last 200 whatever animals on Sukkot. and there's a new pious for Shemitah Atzeret. Okay. How about Shir? So what's Shir referring to? Very clear, Shir is referring to Shir Shal Yom. Not Shir Shal Yom that we say in Shul originally, but we say in Shul, right? Shabo Yul Vimum Beis HaMikdash, right? The original Shir Shal Yom is the Beis HaMikdash. The different Shir Shal Yom. Now here, the Rishonim argue, what do we mean by a different Shir Shal Yom? After all, every day of Sukkot has a different Shir Shal Yom than the previous day. Meaning, every day of Pesach also, right? If you look in the Seder. Now, every day is a different Shir Shal Yom. So the fact that Shmi Atzeret is a different Shir Shal Yom of Shana Rava is not significant whatsoever. So it has to be Shir Shal Yom. There's something which is different about the Shir Shal Yom of Shmi Atzeret, which is different than the common denominator of the past 7 days. Okay, so what are the three Pshatim in Shir Shal Yom?
Sukkot
said Humbahi, and this doesn't, but that's not yet an answer. Sukkot said 7 random things. And this is an 8th random thing. That's not an answer, yes?
No, he's not random. It's going through the
Zivlach. Yeah. No. The Sukkot ones are not adjacent to each other. They're not in a row. So, there are three shots in here.
Theme.
What does Rashi say?
Theme.
The theme, correct. Rashi says it's a different topic. All of the Humbahi, which stands for the 7th day of Sukkot, we're about the same topic. Now, if you'll say, do you have to stretch to get about the same topic? Maybe, but that's okay. I mean, it's a shot. What was the topic of the first 7, Rashi says? I think Rashi says it here. Megedel Matnos Aniyim. Okay, directly and indirectly, they're all about giving Matnos Aniyim. Why? Because that's a harvest festival. What about the 8th day? The 8th day is not about Gezel Matnos Aniyim. What is it? Rashi here doesn't say. Rashi here says we don't know. Tulsa suggests that there is some Masechta Sofer, and then Pesukim Zimmer, they would say, L'Masech HaLashminit, it's about the number 8, and that's in fact how we paskin, that the Shir Shal Yom of Shemitah Seres is about the number 8. So it's a different theme. Theme of Matnos Aniyim, you could have continued the theme of Matnos Aniyim, still the harvest season, if it would be the same regal mamish. No, it's a different regal, the theme is the number 8. Okay, why the number 8? Okay, we're not going to do philosophy now. That's Rashi. Rabbi Tam, quoting the Tosos Rashi here, says different shot. Quoting the Tosos Rush here and the Tosim all over Shas. What does the Tam say? That what's the difference in here on Sukkot? That on Sukkot, okay, I don't have a sitter here, but if anyone does the Minig Agrah, the Shalai Benishul do this, what's the difference about the Shir Shal Yom? Say it again.
It's more Shalem.
Exactly. The Shir Shal Yom of Sukkot is mostly half prokim. Half prokim. Right? The Shir Shal Yom of Sukkot is half prokim, and on Shmini is a full perek. So it's perek shalem le'umat half the perek. Okay, it's a whole perek and it's a half prokim of Sukkot. And therefore it's different. Of course, this sort of implies that the Rav in his Rishina Shirim and Sukkah says, this still needs a little more work. Like, why is it half on Sukkot? Like, if it just happens Sukkot because, like, they didn't find enough good ones, then just go back to the theme, etc., right? Meaning, if there's nothing fundamental about being split in half on Sukkot, then this doesn't seem to be a great explanation. You know, not randomly off, which is coincidentally, they had two halves they liked there, and here they had one whole one they liked. So the Rav suggests, this is an interesting finish, that Rabbeinu Tam is based on a certain law. There's a reason why they split the Shishal Yom into half on Sukkot, as opposed to any other time. So the Rav suggests, no, there's a reason why they split in half on Sukkot. Because Sukkot, as opposed to every other chag, the Perma Musaf sort of stands in and of itself. Stands by itself. The Musaf of that day is a kiyum in and of itself. Says the Rav, and this is a big chiddush, which can have many implications. Says the Rav, on Sukkot, the whole point, each day is not a full kiyum in and of itself. Today's the fifth day, and I bring nine bulls, nine parim. That's not a full kiyum in and of itself. The kiyum is to have the series of Musafim that go down in parim. And therefore, the Rav says, to hint that, to be merames, that the key of Musaf of Sukkot is only by putting them all together to make a pattern, we also split the Shir Shel Yom to show that the key is only by putting all the days together. And according to the Rav, the Rav is saying this for Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not going to detail the Rav saying it here. The Rav says, that's with the Amkos of Rabbeinu Tam, that on Sukkot we davka split it in half because the Musafim are a joint kiyum of all the days making a series. As opposed to Shmini Atzeres, where the Musaf is not part of a series, it's an independent one, in which case it's very parallel to Karban. It's more of a nafkamina of Karban. Okay, so the Rav writes in Lundus in Rabbeinu Tam. If not, you could just say it's coincidence. The Ritva has a third shot. What's the Ritva's shot in terms of what's different about the Shir Shel Yom? Anyone ever notice? No one does Shir Shel Yom with the Gra? Shabbos. What do I mean by Shabbos? Is that if Shabbos occurs during Kol Moed Sukkos, then
Shabbos is Doche.
It pushes, Shabbos is Doche, we know. It pushes.
Pushes off.
Shabbos is Doche, the Shir Shel Yom of every other day, except for Rosh Chodesh, right? Why is Shabbos Doche every day but not Rosh Chodesh?
Because it appears in the Farsang, which is Rosh Chodesh.
Right, the simple shot is the Farsang, the Rosh Chodesh, the Kirsum, everyone needs to know when they were Kobeas, so they didn't want to give up that opportunity. So, without taking away. If Shabbos is like the fifth day, then the fifth day's Shir Shel Yom goes to the sixth day, and the sixth day's Shir Shel Yom goes to the seventh day. And you might have thought the seventh day Shir Shel Yom should go to the eighth day. The point is, when Shabbos pushes off, you don't push the seventh day to the eighth day, you just skip the seventh day. That's what he says. That's why it's different. It's not part of what gets pushed off if there's a Shabbos. You don't push seven onto eight. Rather, you skip seven Lagamre and go to the eighth day. Okay, three shots in the Shir Shel Yom.
Is there a seventh shot? Like, there's already Shabbos on Sukkot.
Yeah, it's a little tricky, which is that. According to what I said now, you should think they should only make six for Sukkot, because one of the days has to be Shabbos. In fact, it's a little more complicated, because if Shabbos is the first day of Sukkot, which I think it will be this year, right?
Yes.
Shabbos, is it?
Yes.
First day of Sukkot, if Shabbos is the first day of Sukkot, then you don't push the first day off to the second day. You just skip the first day. So, okay, which then you could say takes away a little from the reference shot, nonetheless. Racha, there's a machlokas. It clearly doesn't mean Shachiyana, that's man. There's a machlokas between Rov Rishonim and Rashi, at least in some places. Rashi, at least in some places, such as here, right? In Masecha Sukkah, he says, this is my rebellion, we're bringing that tube shot. But Rashi Sukkah, and the second Perush he quotes. No, I meant Yoma. Yoma. And the second Perush he quotes two Perushim and Sukkah. So most Rishonim say, what does Bracha mean? Bracha means the Nosach HaTfilah. Hey, you don't say, Vatitilon is Yom Chag HaSukkot HaZeh. Rather, you say, Vatitilon is Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeret HaZeh. Right, then Kiddush, Nosach Tefillah v'Kiddush. You change what you call it in Tefillah and Kiddush. That makes perfect sense. As a matter of fact, everyone would have said that's Bracha, unless they use this up for regular. But however, Rashi in a few places, including me, Lechor, what he means here, he says, Ain Shem Chagas Sukkot Alav. Lechor, he thinks, Ain Shem Chagas Sukkot Alav includes the tefillah and the kiddush. It's not called Chagas Sukkot, it's called Shem Chagas Tzeret. So what does Bracha mean? So Rashi had a big kiddush, says Rashi, Birkat HaMelech, Shmini Atzeres is different because the bracha for the king is Rashi here. Bracha Shem Yivarcha the Tefilas HaYamelech, they would bless the king. And that is before in Tosefta by Yonashi Shilchzam by Baruchos HaMelech. We know in the story of Chanukah's Bayis Rishon Al Yidei Shlomo HaMelech, they had 7 days, and on the eighth day, look at that, 7 days and 7 days. Okay, 7 days. And on the eighth day, they took leave of the king and blessed the king. So here's a big finish. Rashi says, I'll feed the Tosefta. That if it's just what happened to Shlomo HaMelech, then that doesn't make it very play out. So that was just a one-time historical event. Rashi apparently thinks there's a halacha that you have to bless the king on Shmini Atzeret. And that makes it a regular play atzmo that you have to bless the king on Shmini Atzeret. That's a big finish of Rashi. None of the other Rishonim agree with this. They say, well, whoever heard that blessing the king is a one-time historical event that had to do with the Chanukah's Abayis. You know, because they were all partying together for 7 days. But, you know, the king was very connected and very involved, etc. There's no halachic doros of blessing the king. We don't find it anywhere in Ch'as. Rashi says, we do find it somewhere in Ch'as. Find it right here, Hazer Kashev. Interestingly, without getting into the history of the matter, there's a big machlokus in the historians exactly how we got to our minhag of celebrating Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres. Why do we celebrate Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres? And there are many theories among the historians, especially since if you look at very, very ancient Makoros, the time of the Gaonim, it's not so clear that everyone finished, obviously in Eretz Yisrael, they took 3 years, or 3 years and change, to read the Torah they didn't finish on Shmini Atzeres. But even in Bavel, when they read the Torah every year, it's not so clear in Shas. There's no hint in Shas they finished on Shmini Atzeres. There's some hints maybe they finished Yom Kippur once, unclear. Some historians want to say, you know why we celebrate Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres? Okay, this is not a very nice drush. It's more of one of these historical, like, you know, coincidental historical things. They said, because we always lay in Vizos HaBracha and Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres is the day of Birkas HaMelech, when you bless the king, and Vizos HaBracha is when the king blessed us, so it's relevant to Shmini Atzeres. They always read Vizos HaBracha and Shmini Atzeres. Once they read Vizos HaBracha and Shmini Atzeres, and it was around the time of the new year, and the end of the year, right, it's still around the time of the new year, right? Rosh Hashanah season. Therefore, they in a minute have to finish the Torah day because they're laying Zosa Bracha anyway. Okay, that's one theory. No one can prove whether or not it's true. It's an interesting theory that the Zosa Bracha came first and Simchas Torah came second because of Birkas
HaMelech. Rabbi, it's also the time when Moshe Rabbeinu got the second Luchot. I mean, the first one weren't a great success. And he came down to do
Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur
is later. You can't have Simchas Torah on Yom Kippur, and you can't have it on Sukkot. So the first available Yom
Kippur. We're not going to go through all those theories. That was just a little tidbit. We're not really discussing it now. I have a Shir on Yom Torah, so all the different theories why we celebrate Simchas Torah being a terrorist. You can find it if you search there. And there I give all the proper amkus. You know, try to minimize the historical coincidences and maximize the amkus.
Rabbi, I'll just ask one question. The Rav in one of the shiurim, the Zecha Avraham Murray, when discussing the why you say Hallel Shalem on Sukkot all each day, and he said because the Torah has a different parsha for each korban. That is Yom HaSheni or Yom HaShlishi. But that seems to contradict, or the Rav
seems to contradict this part of the Rav. You're absolutely right. I mean, whatever, the Rav's just quoting the Gemara. You're right, I'm not sure what to tell you. It's a great question. I'm not sure what to tell you unless you say that, my Rebbe likes to say, sometimes its strength is its weakness. Unless you say that, no, Davka, because each carbon is a different carbon, you need to emphasize that they come together and make one joint kion by official yom. So I think that's possible, and then there'd be no steer in the room. Okay, let me just point out, Rashi has tremendous Kiddush of Birkas HaMelech. It seems to be a machlokes Rishonim within Rashi. No one agrees with Rashi right now. People quote Rashi. The Ritva quotes Rashi, says, no way, it's true. The Meir quotes Rashi, one of his many years before Shem Kedar Kamakonish. Right, and I haven't found anyone who agrees with Rashi. But some may find obscure Rishonim from the generation before Rashi. They would agree. He's quoting his Rebbeim. It seems clear in some of this he offered his Rebbeim. But no one agrees with Rashi. But within Rashi Shita, there's an interesting machlokes in the Ritva and the Mi'iri. Says the Ritva, not a very good Kashi, says, what do you mean it's a regular thing, atzma for bracha? It's the only time there's a bracha. And the Gemara says, nachim zayin sukkah, that sukkah has a bracha, and Shemini Atzeres has a bracha. Okay, Rashi is not talking about the bracha and nachim zayin, he's only talking about the bracha here, and nachim ches, and yom and nachim gimel. But the Ritva assumes, within Rashi, the Ritva assumes, bidas Rashi, that it was only on Shemini Atzeres, meaning, what's Rashi saying? Shmini Atzeres are regularly asked because no other regal has a bracha for the king, and Shmini Atzeres has a bracha for the king, but the Me'iri that's on the Makoros sheet assumes the exact opposite when he quotes Rashi. He says, no. Every regal has a bracha for the king. You have to bless the king on Pesach, you have to bless the king on Shavuot, you have to bless the king on Sukkot, and it's a regularly asked. You don't have to bless the king every day of Sukkot. One day is enough. Not every day of Pesach, one day is enough. Regularly Atzmo, you have to bless the king twice, once on Sukkot and once on Shmini Atzeres. So there's a fundamental machlokes in Rashi. Rashi couldn't say. Rashi just says, Yom HaShmini she locks on by Baruch HaMelech. So the Ritva assumes he needs a special thing for Yom HaShmini. And the Meiri says, no, what he means is that even though you bless him every day, you have to bless him again on the eighth day. Could go either way. Either way, it's a tremendous kiddush. Hechi tasi Baruch HaMelech. Meaning that one story does not seem to get us does not seem to get us terribly far. That one story does not seem to get us terribly far. Why should it be a halacha? You want to say there's a minhag, fine, but that's not what we're talking about. Halacha. Why should it be a halacha to bless the king on every regal? Or why should it be a halacha to bless the king only on Shmini Atzeres and not on any other regal? I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's not a halacha. So it's a little unclear. Here I'm going to be. I think you're going to have to be very politically correct at a certain point to accept Rashi. But that's okay. So you have to sort of be very politically correct in such a Torah anyway. So, might as well explain Rashi. Not only politically correct, even perhaps a bit hashkafically bold. What's this thing about the bracha of the king? So I think it's very clear. What is the whole point of a regal? The whole point of a regal is the bra called Zachurcha, right? As Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, right? It's to come to the Mikdash, which is the place of the Adnos of Hashem. Fascinating, it always has Ha'adon Hashem, right? It's always about the Adnos of Hashem. As man, I don't think too many times in Chumash. Who knows Chumash by heart? Does it call Hashem Ha'adon Hashem many times in Chumash? I don't think so. You have Avraham Avinu says Al Dalad Nun Yun, written, not just written. But that's not the same as Adon Hashem. I think the lesson of Adon Hashem is very unique to Aliyah L'Regel. What is unique about Aliyah L'Regel? You're coming to Hashem. Obviously, you're coming for a spiritual connection. You're coming for Ruchnis experience. But you're also coming to Hashem's palace, to the seat of Hashem's kingship. Right? To accept Hashem as your king. Right? After all, every once in a while, you have to come before the king to show your loyalty and allegiance to the king. I have no idea, but if I were the type of person who liked to quote like nice historical things, I would just make up the fact that in the old days, the feudal rulers had to go in front of their lord a certain number of times every year just to accept their rulership and show allegiance.
Yeah, the rotation of 13 sars in each
one. No, that was to work.
There was one that they had to come to be like in the capital city.
Ah, maybe just to accept his marut. Okay. So anyway, if you understand that Aliyah L'Regel is not just about having a ruchnis experience, not just about being inspired. It's doubtless also about being inspired. I'm not, not that that's obvious. But it's about showing up in Hashem's palace to accept his kingship. Then maybe it is not crazy that, after all, we don't believe in separation of church and state, right? We believe the melech is Hashem's melech, is Mashiach Hashem, right? The melech is Mashiach Hashem. The melech is Hashem's representative. Okay, the melech is Hashem's representative to take the malchut Hashem when the Rambam describes what a melech has to do, right? What makes you melech a Mashiach? First thing he says is, you get the Jewish people to keep the mitzvahs. Right? That's the first step towards proving that you're Melech HaMashiach. Right? The Melech is really someone who is Hashem's representative to rule in his name, as it were. That's very clear all over, say, for Shmuel, Malachim, etc. The Melech is not an independent power. It's not like the secular power. I mean, he's secular in some sense. But, right, and he is delegated to be the Mashiach Hashem. So it's not so crazy to say, after all, by even as Beis Hashem, be as Beis HaMelech. The king's palace is next to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not crazy to say that perhaps it's a big fetish. Very politically incorrect. And even hashkafically bold in terms of, you know, giving some of Kavod Hashem to Basar V'dam. Right? Our healthy intuition is that Kavod Hashem should not be shared with Basar V'dam. And that's a good, healthy intuition. But nonetheless, there is an exception. We know that a king is unique. You could say a king is unique just for purely practical political reasons. A king is unique, after all, you need law and order in society, you don't want anarchy, you don't want people killing each other in the street, you need to be able to fight wars, and therefore the king has to be very special, just as a technical means to avoiding anarchy and winning wars. Certainly possible, but I think it could be deeper than that. The king represents the Malchus Hashem Ba'olum to a certain extent. To a certain extent is very important. Otherwise, the king has checks and balances. His checks and balances are if he doesn't listen to the Torah. So it might not be a crazy thing that Rashi is making a big kiddush according to the Iri. No, every regel, in addition to going to Hashem's palace to serve Hashem, you don't go to the king's palace to worship him, Chas V'Shalom. You go to the king's palace to greet the king and to bless the king. Okay, it's very different. You're not blessing Hashem. That would be a little chutzpah. You're bringing a korban to Hashem. You don't bring a korban to the king. That would be a little chutzpah towards Hashem. You bless the king. But nonetheless, you have to come can show your allegiance and give a bracha to the king, just like you give a korban to Hashem. Because after all, part of Hadon Hashem is Hashem's delegate king in Basar V'dam. And maybe that's what you're saying. And then the finish here is, you might have thought, just like Yom Kippur, bring korban to Hashem three times. You only have to go bless the king three times. No, it's right with the answer. You have to go bless the king four times. That's what we learned from the pasuk. By you don't think they were blessing the king all week long. The main thing you need to do is add another blessing of the king. So it's its own type of day. Okay, that's for the Meiri. For the Ritva, it's going to be very interesting. Like for the Meiri, the svar is not, it's bold, but it's understandable. Part of Adon Hashem is Mashiach Hashem, is the Adon that Hashem sets up under him. Again, Hashem not to worship, but to bless, to politely bless. Say, long live the king. You know, to accept his to show allegiance to his kingship, while you show allegiance to Hashem's kingship. Because it's supposed to be one organic whole in the ideal sense. Yeah, we're talking ideally, obviously. Yes?
I feel like for the Ritva's explanation, it's not so much that that'll be written. All the other five on the scrim is that Sukkot is one thing and then Shmini Atzeret is different. That's more Mukhra that it's a separate regal. But if you don't have anything at all for all of Sukkot, so then Shmini Atzeret, it could just be like, especially for the eighth day.
Right, which is why the Ritva didn't like Rashi. But you can also say, no, if it has something different than other days, that gives it independence. Right? Not crazy to say, even if Sukkot doesn't have a bracha, this has a mitzvah, so it doesn't. Meaning, let's say Shmini Atzeres, there was a mitzvah to eat carrots. You know? And maybe you could say that. Children may play Atzvah, and Sukkot is no special mitzvah to eat carrots, and Shmini Atzeres there is. I understand it's not posh.
You're saying you have like on Thursday, so Thursday of Pesach, you have a fee of the Atzvah, but it doesn't make it a different regular than the other 6 days.
No, that's because you continue eating the sukkah, just not as chomer all 7 days. You continue eating matzah, not as chomer all 7 days. I hear the taina. That's a Ritva's taina. Anyway, but the svar of the Ritva, though, is a little unclear. Like, why should Dafka and Shmini Atzeres at any other time there be a mitzvah to bless the king and not on any other chag whatsoever? Like, why only Shmini Atzeres should be the mitzvah to bless the king? I can think of a lot of speculations. But they're all speculations. Isaac can think of a speculation also.
Yeah, Shmini Atzeres is like the climax of the regal season.
Right. Okay, that's our thing as well. Because Why is Isaac say this? Because he's inspired by the Pasuk Malachim. What day did they bless the king? On the eighth day. Why did they bless the king on the eighth day? Because that was the last day. That was when they had finished. They bless the king. Basically, when you finish and go home, you take leave of the king, right? It is polite when you finish and go home to take leave of the master of the house or the Rosh Yeshiva or whatever it may be. So you just have to be a chadish, right? No one would leave yeshiva without taking leave of going to meet with Rosh Yeshiva and saying goodbye. Okay, nowadays you wouldn't say long live the Rosh Yeshiva, but in the old days, no, that's what you'd say to a king. You just have to say, Shmini Atzeres is the end not only of Sukkos, which is more Pashut Pshat, the end of all three Chagim. We know what's the order of Chagim, the Chagim of Sukkos. Chag HaSukkot, right? There's a Kiyum of Shalosh Regalim, the Shalosh Regalim have it work. According to some Rishonim, some Tanoim, like Rish Shimon, that is an Afkamina or Baal Ta'akir, right? You only buy the Baal Ta'akir if you don't bring it on Sukkos, Shavuos, Sukkos in order. So if there's an order, Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot, there's an order, that's the order of the year, that's the order of Chagim, that's also a historical order, right? If Chag HaMatzot is Beit Seis Mitzrayim, if Chag HaShavuot is Ramat and Torah, then what is Chag HaSukkot about? So, it's about Eretz Yisrael. Or perhaps it's which is Microsoft. Those two go together nonetheless, or even if it's about the Mishkan. I mean, if you want to say it's about the Mishkan, then first Beit Seis Mitzrayim, then Ramat and Torah, then the Mishkan. If you want to outlaw the Ramban, if you want to say about Eretz Yisrael, like the Ramban and the Moref, first we had, you see, it's trying them on the Torah than Eretz Yisrael. Either way, there's clearly a historical order and a order in the yearly calendar. If we assume the year ends in the winter, right? The winter is the dead time. Then the year, you're born in the spring and die in the winter, as it were. Then there's an order. So you have to say, no, Hashem, the halacha is not so mockery. You have to take each time you go. Maybe Dafka, you don't want to appoint the king to Hashem, right? You don't want to be mashed that cup and bus for done to come and mill a prophet and luck on his farm. But when you do a whole year worth, then you have to take leave of the king, and then it's all about taking leave. For the Meiri, it's not about taking leave. You have to go one of the first 7 days, and then again on the eighth day. So for the Meiri, you would say it's about, you know, the theme of Agnos. And for the Ritva, you would say it's about taking leave, which is much more relevant to that pasuk there. When do you take leave of the king? You take leave of the king after the year's worth of
You could say that all the other relevant other themes and content and like focuses, and it's just in addition to that, it's a theme of Agnes too. So you see, it's Mitzrayim and the theme of Agnes, etc. When it comes to Shmini Atzeret.
Shmini Atzeret says it doesn't have any mitzvahs. So you specifically focus more on the Adnos, and then you go back to the Meiri's theme. Okay, definitely possible. Okay, again, here at this point, Shari, Pirish, Lone, and Alam, we can think of many, many different theories. You know, if you're interested, you could also think about this angle. If we connect Sukkot to the Mikdash, which I think is a very valid comparison, right? Because after all, Anan HaKavod, the Anan was on the Mikdash, and Sukkot means Mikdash almost everywhere it's used in Tanakh. Other than Chag HaSukkos, right? By Hibish Alim Sukkot, Tzion Onato, Sochim Mecham Peirol HaKaporis, etc. According to the Kabbalah Sari, the Sukkot is a Mikdash. Anyway, if Sukkot is a Mikdash, who builds the Mikdash? The Melech is responsible for building the Mikdash. The Melech is connected to building the Mikdash. When do you build the Mikdash? If the king has defeated his enemies. Then you have a chiyuv of building the Mikdash. So it says, now that I'm a successful king, I have a chiyuv to build the Mikdash. Right, so it's specifically if Sukkot is about the Mikdash, then you would understand you would take more leave of the king after Sukkot. Although again, it wouldn't help so much for Rigel for the Atzmo then. So maybe we'll leave that on the level of Drush and go back to Rigel.
Rav Asaf, what was Birchat HaMelech? Was it Shalchalak Mikvado L'Reav, or was it a different bracha?
No. It was Yechi HaMelech. By Baruch Hu HaMelech doesn't mean they made a bracha on the king. It means they blessed the king. Rashi said they made a tefillah the Chai HaMelech. They said Yechi HaMelech, or maybe something fancier. You know, Ha Potzet David Avdo Mecher Ra'ah Hu Yivarech Yigadel Bi'anase, etc. As Adoneinu, you know, Alexander Yarum Hodov Ve'Vishko V'Chuli V'Chuli. They would say either they would just say Yechi HaMelech Adoneinu, you know. You know, Asa Liolam, Or maybe they have something fancier. They would have a whole thing. I mean, Hashem bless you and give you this and give you that, etc. They would bless the king, not make a bracha on the king. That's, I think, is clear.
It's clearly when you're leaving. It's not just since you were there that you could always add a king. So it's hard to say for the second, if you're not leaving at all, you're going to
be... But the Meir says,
it's somewhere the same.
So he would say that don't be so madaik in the pasuk. Then it's good for the opposite of regular pasuk. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think you have to say that we don't read the pasuk in the way that you might think at first. I think that's what he had to say. Okay, which is, you understand why the Rishpah disagreed. Okay, how about Regel? Regel is obviously the most controversial one, right? There are six main shatim as to what Regel means. Six main shatim. What does Regel mean? So one shot in Regel, which is what Rashi says in many places. Rashi, l'chora, this one he means in Yoma. And I have a shas here someplace, no? If you look at Rashi in Sukkah, he says, okay, there he doesn't, okay, maybe you have to stick with what he says. Here a little more. Here, Tulsa doesn't even quote him. Here, Rashi, I think this is what he means in Yoma, says, right, it's referring to Nosach HaTfila V'Kiddush. I know Rashi didn't say quite so many words, but if you ask, why does Rashi here say Bracha mean Birkas HaMelech? Why not just say it means Brachos? I don't know your sitter, why the Brachos? I think the answer is because when Rashi says here, Regel V'nei Atzmo means She'ein Shem Chagasukas Alav, what do you mean Ein Shem Chagasukas Alav? Means it's not called Chagasukas in the sitter. So Rashi, this only works. Then he has to say bracha means the melech. If you're willing to say bracha means the melech, then you don't yet have a letter to cover what you call an endavening. So then regel can mean what you call an endavening. Okay, but that's only if you're willing to be mechadish the whole melech part. Okay, if you're willing to mechadish the melech part, then you know what the resh means. The resh means davening. What does Rashi say in most places, what does Rashi say in most places? What does regel mean?
Don't sit in sukkah. Don't sit in sukkah.
Exactly.
Lo yoshvim basukkah.
Yeshiva sukkah. Sometimes Tosfos quotes and you don't shake a lulav. But of course the editor is the sukkah because lulav was only the rest of the mikdash. You don't sit in the sukkah. Regel for the absolute name doesn't have to be a chiddush. Carbon's also not a chiddush. It's before sukkah. And you don't sit in the sukkah. Okay.
Does the Ritva want to say that's the same Svara?
What?
Does the Ritva want to say that's the same Svara?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
It seems from the Ritva that he understands that also when Rashi says about singing a sukkah, it means that the name of Shmi Yatzar is different.
You mean, could the both Rashis be the same thing?
It seems that that's how the Ritva understood it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He says, V'chein before Shbukasov. You're right. He does seem to hint that they go together. I'm not so convinced they go together because Rashi brings two shatim in Sukkah. Either bracha means what you say in davening, or bracha means the Birkas HaMelech. So I think that's because Rashi understands it, which leads to two shatim in things. If regel means Nosach Tvila Kiddush, then bracha means the Melech. If regel means Yotim the Sukkah, then bracha means the Nosach. But you're right, the Ritva does try to combine them. I agree. Third shot is the Rock and the Riff. The Rock and the Riff in Sukkah, both these things. They're quoted by Tosfos here. What do they say it means? What do they say it means right with the Atzmon? Who's the afternoon Seder? Avelos, right?
Avelos.
It's a regal Atzmon for Avelos. In what way is a regal Atzmon for Avelos? So Tosfos, in some cases, first quotes the Rach in a funny way that says, well, if you're sitting, someone sitting Shiva, Sukkah is Mevatel L'Shiva, and Shmiyat Seris is Mevatel L'Shlosh. That clearly is not true. And if you look at the Rehachanel himself, he didn't say that. He said what Tosa said in the internet. What do we mean by directly the answer for Avelos? It's not Mevatel L'Shlosh, right? If someone's in the middle of Shiva, it's Mefurish Gemar Mekutin, and Sukkah is Mevatel L'Shiva, Shmi Metzeres is not mevatel the Shlosh Yem. It's hard to say that. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Rather,
it counts
as mevatel the Shlosh Yem. And then it counts as 7 days. That's mamash regel kliyatzel. It counts as 7 days. So if someone was sitting Shiva, and then Sukkos came, he's already been guilty 14 days of Avela. After Shmi Metzeres, he's been guilty 21 days. Because Shmi Netzeres counts as 7, and then he only has 9 more days after Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, or Yom Hashani in 8 more days after Yontif in Chutzpah. So it's Avelos, and that, it counts as 7 days out of 30. Right? And even though Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with Rabbeinu Hanal's chat, we know that when Rabbeinu Tam wrote a piyur, the Marubis, for the Marub Shmi Netzeres, he wrote in it, right, Ushloshim Yedachem Kasher and Avilim Yenachem, and pushed off Shloshim because it's Menachem the Avilim, and so he also gave covet to Rabbeinu Hanadol's pshat when he wrote his piyut. I mean, it's a true halacha whether or not it's pshat. The note to be Hud in the Dogmer Bava has another pshat. He says, no, we're golem, it's something about being a regal, and he has a big finish, you should know halacha lemaisa, the big wine sometimes. He says that there's a special halacha in Avelos, that if a man's wife dies, only a man's wife dies, he can't marry another wife until 3 regalim pass. Shmi Netzeres, if they ask, well, Shmi Netzeres counts as one of the 3 regalim, right? So if his wife died before Sukkos and Shmi Netzeres and Pesach passes, he doesn't have to wait for Shavuos, he can remarry. Okay, that is, I definitely put it in the Dogma Mervava, in the camp of the Rabbeinu Hananel, says the Dogma Mervava, Avelos L'Inyan Gimel Regolim L'mi Shemesa Ishto. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam himself has a different shot, and he has a strong textual basis for his shot. Says Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos here and all over the place, he says L'Inyan Lina. What do you mean by Lina? Don't be confused. You know that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, there's two different halachas called Lina. Right? Don't confuse them. Right? There's a psul called Lina. What's the psul of Lina? If something that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach sits overnight and doesn't go on the Mizbeach, then it's pasul. That's not what we're discussing here. Then there's a chiyuv of Lina. The chiyuv of Lina means when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, in certain circumstances, you have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. You can't go straight home. You have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. that's the din of Lina. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Reish of Regel means Lina. Now, the weak part is, what does that have to do with Reish of Regel? But the strength of Rabbeinu Tam is because Andaf Mem Zayin in the Sechel Sukkah, remember, this Pazer Kashem is Andaf Mem Fest. Andaf Mem Zayin, there's another verse which Rabbi Yehuda says. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Andaf Mem Zayin, he says, Shmini regal pnei atzmo hu shegashem sheshivas yimeachag tunim karban shir bracha v'lina. Shmini tarim karban shir bracha v'lina. Karban shir and bracha are in our list. Lina is not in our list. What happened to Lina? Oh, it is in our list. If Lina was on the list of 4 things, and not Ben Zayin, shouldn't it be on the list of 6 things and not the best? Therefore, it means Lina. Okay, other Rishonim ways to get out of this, which we'll come back to. Therefore, in Lina, just like you have to stay overnight after Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you have to stay overnight after Shmini Atzeres, and we'll come back to that in a moment. Let's just see the other Pshatim. The Ramban and the Ritva quote Yesh Omrim. A Yesh Omrim quoted the Ramban and the Ritva. I think one of the quotes is a Yesh Omrim, one of the quotes is a Pesha. Not sure what you said that. We know that according to one Shita, that we passed like, after 3 we're going, you violate Baal Ta'achar. You don't bring it. The carpenter don't bring it. Ah, what's after 3 we're going? So he says, what if you were no there in on Hanukkah time? Pesach passed, you didn't bring it. Shavuos passed, you didn't bring it. Sukkot passed, you didn't bring it. And then you bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Did you violate Baal Ta'achar or not? So the answer is, yes, you violated Baal Ta'achar. Because Sukkot passed, and Shmini Atzeres is a separate regal. It's interesting, he doesn't go so far as to say that if Shmini Atzeres, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and Pesach pass, you violate Baal Ta'achar. That far he doesn't go. He says, you violate Baal Ta'achar and Sukkot ends, even if Shmini Atzeres is still going, even if you bring the carbon to Shmini Atzeres. Maybe it's a carbon you're allowed to bring to Shmini Atzeres, right? Or bring the silly, slow, etc. So Baal Ta'akir, meaning She'over in Avar Sukkot Afalpi Shehikriv Bishmini Atzeres. You don't say you have 8 days before you violate Baal Ta'akir, you only have 7 days before you violate Baal Ta'akir. Because the 8 days is a separate regula. Okay. That's a chiddush, could be. And then the Ramban agreed for themselves. Should have left a little room. Okay. The Ramban and the Ritz themselves actually give the best shot. What's the best shot? Why is it the best shot? Because they find another Gemara that used the phrase regular b'nei atzmo. What does the Gemara use the phrase regular b'nei atzmo about besides Shmini Atzeres? What's, I think, the only other time in Shas we have the phrase regular b'nei atzmo? Doesn't prove it's the same, but at least you should take it as a serious possibility. Right? What's the only other thing called regular b'nei atzmo in Shas? So, it's a machlok.
That's not Shani.
It's not Shani, according to who? According to someone in the Gemara in Pesachim, no? Yeah. Sadi Gimel. Sorry, I was off by one. In the Gemara in Pesachim, the Sadi Gimel, there is a machlokes, whether you're Chayav al Rishon, Chayav al Sheni, etc. And the Gemara says, what are they arguing about? Sorry. They're arguing about that. Give me a second. Rebbe Savar Pesach Sheni Regal B'nei Atzmohu and Chagiga Tes. And Rabbi Nosson says it's Tashlumei Derishon. Tashlumei Derishon versus Regal B'nei Atzmoh. So there's a phrase Regal B'nei Atzmoh that makes no sense. What does it mean that Pesach Sheni is Regal B'nei Atzmoh? What's an Afkamina? It's one Afkamina for Kares, but there's no Shaykh of Kares or Shmini Atzeres. The Afkamina is this. If it's Tashlumei Derishon, then what if someone was a goy or a katan on Pesach Rishon? And then in the Skadal and the Skyer or whatever other scenario you want to have, then if it's Tashlumei Derishon, he's Pater. If you're a Pater originally, you're Pater with Tashlumei. We have an afternoon Seder, an example of that. An Onay for Abdullah, for Tfilo, all the different things, right? Someone's Pater, they're Pater with Tashlumei. However, if Shani's regular with the Atzmo, then even if he's Pater on Rishon, he still has to do Shani. Even if this guy here during Sfir Solomer, during the month after Pesach, you know, between Yudalad and Yudalad, or he was this Gadel, anyone who has Bar Mitzvah between Yudalad Nisan and Yudalad Iyar, if the regular Be'atzma has to bring Pesach Shani. Doesn't mean you have to bring twice. It's not Mamish regular Be'atzma. You don't have to bring once a Pesach Rishon, once a Pesach Shani. That's against the Pesach. But what it means, Rav Be'atzmo, is that it's in some ways Tashlumin, but it's not Tashlumin that you just have to make up for what you didn't do if you were Chayim. It's that you have to do it on one of these two occasions. You didn't do it on the first, you have to do it on the second.
Rebbe, a Katan wouldn't have to bring anyway, according to Rav Chaim. I mean, he's Nimna alav Korban and Rishon.
Okay, but let's say he wasn't. Because he's not Chayim to be, he's just allowed to be. So it's like Chagiga Daf Tesamadays and Sachim Daf Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph. What does it mean? It means that if he was potter from Re'ia on Yom Tov Rishon, he's still Chayav on Shmini Atzeres. Masha Ein Kein, according to one opinion, according to Yochanan, I think it was. According to one opinion, if he's Pater on the first day of Sukkot, he's Pater on Chol HaMoed. Better, if he's Pater on the first day of Pesach, he doesn't have to bring the last day of Pesach, he's Pater. But if he's Pater on the first day of Sukkot, he still brings Shmini Atzeres. Okay, that's the chat. If Shmini Atzeres was Tashlum in the Gamri, like we said in the end, Tashlum in the Rishon, it was a pure Tashlum in the Rishon, then only someone who's Chayav on the first day and didn't bring would have to bring a Shmini Atzeres, Olas Re'ener, and a Shalei Chagiga. But since it's regular for the Atzmo, it's still Tashlum and Derishon. You don't have to bring both Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, but it's regular play Atzmo in that you have to bring in Shmini Atzeres even if you're a Pater on Sukkot. It's a long Chiyuv, not a mere makeup. Okay, and that's one of the Pshatim, the Sheet of Revi, in Pesach Sheni. Okay, the reason why this is such a good Pshat is because it's the only other place in Shas you have the Lashon of regular play Atzmo. So it's a very attractive Pshat. Okay, now, Isaac, when you get a chance, Lev Chespen, so here we have six pratim, okay? We can't know for sure who's right and who's wrong, even though it's really a bit of a tema to me why everyone didn't say like the Ramban. Because, you know, it's so, it's so much better to say it means the same thing with the same words used in another sugya, if you can.
The reason I think more of contrasts regular pronouncement, especially with the Rishon.
Yes.
Then I feel like this is a key that
you're saying maybe why did the other Rishon not say like the Ramban? Because our Gemara calls it Tashlum and Derishon. And if it's Tashlum and Derishon, then it's not a regular pronouncement. So I think Jacob's right. Why did Rashi and Tosos not say like the Ramban? Not because they couldn't think of it. Meaning, what do you think of it? Like they knew Shas. It's not so hard to remember that. Hard for us, not so hard for them to remember that says regular Tneatzma to a place in Shas. But maybe Jacob said, because if regular Tneatzma is the opposite of Tashlum and Derisho, Rebbe Savar Sheni regular Tneatzma, who Rebbe Nassim Savar Sheni Tashlum and Derisho? No. Then once our Gemara says Tashlum and Derisho, that means it can't be that kind of regular Tneatzma. So I think Jacob's right. What do their Rabban say? Their Rabban say no. It could be in between. It can be a Tashlum, over there it's two opposite options. Here it's a combination. It can be a Tashlum. In what way is Tashlum? You don't have to bring up Sukkos and Shmi Yetzeres. But in another way, it's regular play Atzmo, that even if you were pot there, you're cut down on Sukkos, and yet you're remiss in Shmi Yetzeres, you still have to bring. Okay, that's a good heart with Jacob. Let's just talk for a moment about Lina. We know there's a din of Lina on Shmi Yetzeres. How do we know there's a din of Lina on Shmi Yetzeres? Because of two Gemaras. How do we know there's a din of Lina on Shmi Yetzeres? As we're being a time wrote, of course, if I believe himself out in his Pia from Arab on Shmi Yetzeres, he wrote Kadosh Lamina, and then he added Ramino Fanapple. So, there's a Chiyov Lina on Shmi Yetzeres. How do we know this? Number one, it's Mefurish in Sukkah, Daf and Zayinam and Aleph, which is a Brisa, Bishem Rabbi Yehuda. It says before, so what is this? Meaning, just like the 7 days are higher than a Kerba Chir Brahma, likewise, the Shmi Yetzeres is higher than Kerba Chir Brahma Belina. And it is a Brisa on Sukkah, Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph, and Yoma Daf Gimelam and Aleph, Lefigra Ben Tam, who says that the Reish of Regal means Lina. Okay, why? Or get everyone else in the Bryce Nath and Zion and Nath and Chris, we'll get to it. The question is, what do we mean is a Chi of Lina on Shmi Yetzeres? In what case is there a Chi of Lina in Shmi Yetzeres? What are the two options? Just physically, not lovers. No, nothing fancy. What's the case when you have a Chi of Lina on Shmi Yetzeres?
What's the question?
What? Okay, you clearly stay in Yerushalayim. So what's the machlokes we've shown here? If you bring a karban, or if you don't bring a karban. Normally, we assume whoever brings a karban is chayev in lina, right? Tosher quotes it, no? That whoever brings a karban is chayev in lina, etc., etc. What does he say? Yeah, Shekol Hamevi Karban Ta'un Lina, Kiditani Vesafri, etc., etc. Kol Hazvachim Tunos Lina, and even Ophos, and even Menachot, and even Eitzem, and even Mikurim, Kol Pino Shachot Kipona. So is this with the carbon or without a carbon? What's the Chiv Lina of Shmini Atzeres? If you bring a carbon or if you don't bring a carbon. So this is a fundamental machlokes. What does Tosos obviously assume the case is? Where you did or didn't bring a carbon. What? Without a carbon. Because it's the Estakasha. Well, if you brought a carbon, then it's not a Dinish Shmini Yetzeres. Right? So Tosos clearly assumes that what's the case? Tosos clearly assumes that what's the case? So, assumes Tosos, it is without Havas carbon. It's just the case. With the carbon, there would be no Dinish Shmini Yetzeres. With a carbon, even on a random Tuesday in Tammuz, you have to do Lina after you bring your carbon. That's no finish, right? Because with a carbon, any day requires lina. So then you can't say if they didn't break up the asma of shmini atzeres. So what do you have to say? You have to say, to use the lashon of the Ritva when he quotes and endorses Tosfos, he doesn't think it's a reishis, but it's still in the mark of lina, right? Even if it's not the reishis, it's still the price of the end of Zion, right? It's still the halacha, even if it's not the reishis. He said, Shokon Yatzif. Okay, so what's the chiddush? Leibos Karban is just a din in Yontif that Yontif needs lina. After all, we learned the original din of lina from Yontif, from Pesach, Ufanita Baboker, Behalacha Lo Alecha on Pesach, to a din that Yontif needs lina. Okay, Yontif needs lina. Now again, what do we mean by Yontif needs lina even without a karban? L'chara, we don't mean that if you're in Brooklyn or Muncie, which is holy. What? Muncie. If you're in Muncie on Yontif, then you have to do lina. I mean, what are you talking about? You get to lina if you're not in Muncie. Obviously, it's someone in Yerushalayim. And here, what's the case? It's without Havas Karban, but Ramban and Ritva assume that in Nireb Azara, it's where you didn't bring a karban, but you went to the Beis HaMikdash. If you go to the Beis HaMikdash without a karban, then on a regular day, you don't have to do Nina. It's just Menachos and Ophos and Eitzim and Zvachim. Doesn't say just saying of it just being there. The Me'iri, he does not assume that. He says, if you look close to the Me'iri, the Lush of the Me'iri is, of all the ones, these are in Sukkot of the Makara sheet, is he says, if he didn't leave till Shmini Atzeres. It sounds like, certainly the Shmos in the Iri was Im Hayav Yerushalayim, Lo Yatza. He didn't say you make a visit to the Samekdash. So it seems like we're not sure. Within this Derech of Tosos, clearly, even without a karban, you have a chiyuv lina because of what the Ritva calls full yanta. Is that only if you went to the Azara, or is that even if you're in Yerushalayim? One of the, okay, we're not exactly sure, but you have this chiyuv of, of lina. You have this chiyuv of lina. The Ramban himself disagrees. Meaning this is the Ramban of Das Tosos. The Ramban himself, and this is, we'll see also, the Sfas Emes says this, Tez Ramban himself, he says that, no, it's only if he brought a karban. Only if he brought a karban does he have to sleep over after Shmini Atzeres. Like, for example, if he didn't bring his Olas Ria and Shalmi Chagiga on the first 7 days, then we know you have the eighth day is still a valid Tashlumin. If he brought it on the eighth day, he has to sleep over. Tosa says, what does Tosa say? Tosa says, don't you have to sleep over in your karban anyways? Whatever, Tosa said Akasha. Don't you have to sleep? Don't you need lina anyway because you brought Shalmi Simcha? There's a of Simcha. What does the Mishnah say? Hahalo ba Simcha Shmona Yom. Simcha's 8 days. Simcha's eating Shlomi. Zavachta Shlomi b'yachad l'sham b'samachta l'sham l'kacha, the Pasuk says. So, don't you have to bring Shlomi anyway? So how could there ever be a Shmini Atzeres now bringing a karban? Then you didn't do Simcha. Okay, so Tosfos has plenty of answers. Tosfos says that maybe you can eat Shlomi for 2 days. So you bring Shlomi on Shana Rabba and ate them on Shmini Atzeres. You didn't bring the karban on Shmini Atzeres. Or Tosfos says, no, Shlomi is not the only way to be kind of Simcha. You can also be kind of Simcha. There's a big machlokas. Can you also be kind of Simcha in other ways, like we do nowadays? Or is what we do nowadays, this is the kind of darabonin after the korban. So Tosfos says, no, you can also be kind of simple and get rice in other ways. It's best to bring a shlomim and eat shalmi simcha, but if not, then you can be kind of simcha with nice clothing, with good wine, etc. Okay, so he comes with the hikitim that you didn't bring a korban. Okay, the Sfas Emes has some more to say, maybe we'll try to get to it. The Ramban has only brought a korban. Don't we say that anytime you bring a korban, that you have to, doesn't Tosfos quote a Sifri, that anytime you bring a karban, you have to, even if it's a random Tuesday in Tammuz, okay, today is not a random Tuesday in Tammuz, today is a Today is A, it's a Thursday in Tammuz. B, it is, let me point out, sorry, I meant to point this out beforehand, but there's Tashlumin Kol Shiva, besides it being the Rebbe's yard site, which there's a lot to say about, but we're not going to say that right now. I do want to, what? Yes, okay, so okay, whether that is Min HaShemayim or Ma'aseh Satan, I'll let you judge for yourself. I do want to point out that one of the participants in our shiur, this is the yard site, and we should really, I hope it's not too late, to really be makdish the entire day, not just shiur. Le'ilu Nishmas, Ben Sion, Ben Chaim Pesach, and Devorah Rugaway, who was whose yard site is actually today, Gimel Thomas, shares a yard site with the Rebbe. That's definitely something, who unfortunately was not Zocha to be where we are, because he was killed in a car crash at the young age of 19 when he was a yeshiva bachur. He was a bit of a eloy who was accepted into the highest super duper technology units in the army and learning shtark in yeshiva and teaching Talmud Torah, etc. Was really a yorad dodi legani little coat shoshanim. Today is, the yard site of the Rebbe, who, after many, many, many decades of tremendous asiyah, left behind a tremendous bracha, and also the yard site of someone who was not so through those decades of asiyah and had tremendous bracha potential, which he was not able to actualize in this physical world, but only in the Olam HaEmes and the Shamash of Aliyah. And we will, really just try to keep that in mind. To return to where we were, the Ramban says only if you brought a carbon. What's the assumption he has to make? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that this brisa disagrees with the Sifri and holds that a carbon on a regular day does not require lina. Okay, so here we have a big machlokas. He says, no, this price must disagree. He says, you can't have lina without carbon. That's ridiculous. How can you have lina without carbon? I know that's a Tosos thing. That's ridiculous. Rather, Shmina Tzeres is not chayv lina without a carbon. Shmina Tzeres is only chayv lina. It's a regular answer. It's chayv lina if there's a carbon. And this brisa holds that a regular carbon does not require lina. There's a brisa that a zayin basis bikurim requires lina. Okay, this brisa doesn't hold like the brisa like bikurim requires lina. Disagrees with the Sifri, and the brisa of bikurim on Sukkah daf mem zayin of the days. Okay, the Sifri says every carbon requires. The brisa on the Zayin Beis says Bikurim requires, even though it's not a full carbon. But this Sifri says only a carbon on a regal requires lina. And therefore, Shmini Atzeres is a regal that if you bring a carbon, you have to do lina.
But
it could be. It could be, you have to read that into this, but it could be into this one because it doesn't have 7 days, right? Yeah. Or does it? Unclear. Right, that would depend on that point.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, possible. Possible, I admit. Okay, this is the very, very fundamental machlokas between Tosos and the Ramban. Is there an independent din of needing lina for a regal, or is lina only a din in a carbon on a regal? When you go bring a carbon on a regal. So is it an independent din of the regal or a din of the carbon on the regal that you need lina? let's just take 1 second and ask the one question, which is, why the Brice and Daf Memches didn't mention Lina? Why didn't the Brice and Daf Memches and Aleph mention Lina? Why didn't Pazar Kashe mention Lina? So according to Rav Thomas, they probably did mention Lina. But according to everyone else, why didn't the Brisa and Daf Memches and Aleph not mention Lina? So why didn't Hazer Kashev include Lina? So one answer is Rav Tam. It did. Second answer is the Ritva. Says the Ritva. Nah, it goes together with Regel Tveatzmo. No, it's implied by Regel Pshat number 6. It's implied by the 6th Pshat of Regel. After all, if it's enough for Regel that he would repuck on the first day you sold the carbon, then it's also enough for Regel for the purpose of Lina. Meaning Regel means a Regel for the purpose of bringing your carbonis, of going to the Mikdash. Right? Pei is not about every individual going to the Mikdash. Zion and Kof and Shin and Beis are not about everyone going to the Mikdash. It's applied by Regel number 6, which means generally going to Mikdash. It's a Regel for going to Mikdash, and it also includes Lina. But the Ramban has two other pshatim. Says the Ramban, maybe I should use Aleph and Beis because I didn't mean to make it correspond to there. Says the Ramban, when he quotes Tosfos, says the Ramban, no. He says, this Tana holds that Shmini Atzeres is not a regel to require Lina. Why not? Because what is the price of saying that from Zion and Beis and Sukkah? That says the price on Sukkah that from Zion and Beis. How do we, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do we know Pesach Sheni doesn't need Lina? Again, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it could be the same Shita. Shinemar, Upanisma Ugavyachdalo, Lechoksiv Sheshish Yavim Tochal Matzos, Eshaton Shishaton Lina, Sheinaton Shishaton Lina. Whatever it is, 6 days after the first thing Lina. Pesach and Sukkos. Maybe Fishmos, that's what we argue about. Whatever doesn't need another 6 days, doesn't affect the next 6 days, doesn't require Lina. So we get Terrence, doesn't affect the next 6 days, doesn't require Lina. Okay, so maybe. Maybe this Tana held this way. Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't. Maybe this Tana held because it doesn't last another 6 days based on that drasha. However, then the Ramban says, in shot for himself, this is within Tosfos, Lefi Tosfos, the Ramban himself gives another pshat. What does the Ramban say? You know why the price on daf of Memches and Beis and Yom Pazer Kashay doesn't list Lina? Not because Reish means Lina, or the Ritva. Reish doesn't mean Lina, but it implies Lina as well. It goes together in a package deal. But he says very pshat, because this Tana holds like the Sifrei that every carbon requires Lina. So, there's nothing special about any Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres, or anything else. This Tana holds that every carbon requires Lina like the Sifrei. If every carbon requires Lina, and Shmini Atzeres only requires Lina if you bring a carbon, there's no din in Shmini Atzeres. Or Sukkos, or Shavuos, or Pesach for that matter. There is no special din that a yontif affects the halachas of Lina. Every carbon needs Lina, whether it's a yontif or whether it's a weekday. Right? Every day requires Lina, regardless of what kind of day it is. And says the Sfas Emes, this explains the mystery of the Rambam. The Rambam never brings down that a yontif requires Lina. He never brings down that Shmini Atzeres needs Lina. He never brings down that Sukkos needs Lina. never brings down a Pesach or Shavuos Niflino. Why doesn't the Rambam bring down that Yom Tov requires Lina? After all, it's a Furish Braisa. Just like the 7 days of Sukkot require Lina, so Tishmi Yetzeres requires Lina. Why doesn't the Rambam bring it down? So the Sfasana says, it's interesting that it doesn't quote the Ramban here, because he basically just reinvents the wheel. It says, same thing as the Ramban. It says, now I can explain the Ramban. The Ramban must hold that the Chi of Lina in Shmi Yetzeres is only if you brought a carbon. Ah, if the Chi of Lina is only if you bring a carbon, then I could, that's only according to the Bryce and Daphne Zion. Why is that left out of Pazer Kashay, if you're not Rabbi Tam? The answer is, we hold that every carbon requires Lina, which is the Pshat of the Ramban. Ramban passes every carbon requires Lina. If every carbon requires Lina, and Shmi Yetzeres only needs Lina when you bring a carbon, then there's nothing special about Shmi Yetzeres. And the way we paskin based on the price of Pazer Kashay is we reject Lina, so there's no special din of Lina or Golem, there's only din of Lina by carbonos. So in the end, you have, what's interesting is you have three shittas in the end. What requires Lina, right? Din Lina, the Rambam and the Ramban, Lefi the Braisa of Pazer Kashem, says a carbon requires Lina, nothing to do with a Yontif. The Ramban and maybe the Rambam, right? Lefi Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah, Daf Ben Zayin of an Aleph, only a carbon on the regal, and only a carbon on the regal, and l'chora tosos, although here it gets a little tricky, and the name tosos says tosos, at least seemingly, maybe, a carbon or a regal requires lina, right? That's Hashem told you, the carbon, you're high for the carbon. The chiddush of Shmi Yetzeres, you're high even without a carbon. You're chayavim without a carbon. So it could be only both of them together, either one, or it could be in the carbon of the whole regal is only the price of that from Zion, and we don't paskin like that. And we don't paskin like that anyway. What was the lashon of the Sfas Emes when he discussed the Rambam?
So that difference is important in terms of whether it's a korban on the regal or just coming to the usual ayin.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. He says, "Kshabasham litzorech." It says when you come to the mikdash for a tzorech. When you come to the mikdash for a tzorech. Meaning, not when you come to the mikdash, just coming to the mikdash, no, you have to do something.
Okay, it's more expensive. That's what
Correct. That's why when I say carbon, maybe it means any tzorech, not just pirah. Not any tzorech. Now, let me just get back to this interesting question. It's hard to pin down a lot of lumnus about Lina, and we do have to end. You know, what is pshat? In this idea of what is kind of this idea of Lina, right? Where does Lina come from? the Sfas Emes, where does Lina come from? So, I mean, it comes to the Pasuk. Why, let's say a little better, why would there be a special din of Lina on the regal? According to what seems to come out of Tosos. Now here, Tosos is, okay, might be a little trickier. Someone asked me, Akash, I'll answer it. You know, a carbon, I understand you're coming for a carbon. Why does this din that it's a carbon? Or maybe the alternative, we shouldn't say carbon. We should say coming to the mikdash to, for a tzorech of bringing something. But that's more or less the same purpose. Fair enough, but we'd rather not if we don't have to. What's unique about the regal? So I think there might be two ways of understanding what's the shita only of a carbon or a regel. The way the Ritva says is kvod yontif. Kavod Yom is interesting, meaning you have to make the day of a regel more important. Okay, you have to make that day more important. The carbon, the core is not Kavod Yontif, although it is Lion. But it could be, well, let me say this a little better. You could say that this is, within Tokos, whatever, carbon or regel. What do you have to ask yourself? Is that two examples of one principle or two principles, right? So you could say, maybe, what's the svara? You could say, maybe it's one din. What is one din? The din is, let's go back to what Leon said, the din is coming to Mikdash for a tzoreh. If you come for a tzoreh, what's a tzoreh? Showing up on Tuesday to sightsee is not a tzoreh. A tzoreh is bringing a karban or coming on yontif. Why is coming on yontif a tzoreh, even if you don't bring anything? Yirah kol zecharka, right? And there are two examples of tzorachim, hava'ah and ri'iyah. Right, hava'ah, whether it's a karban or bikurim, is a tzoreh, and ri'iyah is a tzoreh. I can't think of a third tzoreh offhand, but maybe if you could, there would be such a tzoreh as well. And then you might expand that to other tzorachim, like, for example, you need to be creative. Okay, or it could be, so maybe one did, or maybe you could say it's two dinim, and this is alpi the ritva. Because what does the ritva say? There's a din of havas karban, and there's a din of kvod yontif. The din of hava'a, and the din of kavod yontif. When you bring a karban here, what's the lashon of the? This is clearly the svas emes, and when this will end, the svas emes makes an afkamina. What's an afkamina the svas emes makes? He takes Moses' question. If you have to bring shalmi simcha anyway, then what's the chiddush of havchi of lean of the regel? So says svas emes, no, there's a difference between the chi of lean of the regel and the chi of lean of a karban. What's the difference? For a karban, you don't have to sleep over the next night. You can sleep over the previous night. Because the ikar is that you shouldn't bring it to Ofen Arayim. Shouldn't make a quick stop at the Beis HaMikdash on the way. Shouldn't make a quick 10-minute detour to bring a karban. A karban has to work with kviyas. You can sleep over the next night or the previous night. Right? But for the regel, what's the chiddush? The regel, you have to sleep over the next night. It's not good enough to sleep over the previous night. You have to sleep over the next night. And this is, this svas emes says an afkamina. He clearly holds it tzvei dinim. What's the nafkamina? It can be the previous night. But on yontif, it has to be the next night. And here it's interesting because he's giving a chakira. What is the point of lina? And, okay, but this Yunamish have to end. I don't know why we're going so long, just summer's fine. The evil blame on Corona. It's because when you wear masks, it's long for your chair. What's the point of lina? What's the point of lina? So I might say the point of lina is to extend the experience. Point of lina is to take it with you, as it were, to extend the experience. Says the Sfas Emes, no, the point of lina for a karban is, as Lashon is very clear, is not to do it by Ofen Arayi. It shouldn't be disrespectful that you come in and out. It's Arai. You should have kvios. So here, this is the lumdus of the Sfas Emes. Maybe we'll put it on the board. It says the Sfas Emes, there's tzvei dinim, according to this derech of Tosos. There's tzvei dinim. If there's only one din, you have to ask which it is, right? But he says, yesh lachor. Is it just that it shouldn't be Arai? Or is it that you should dafka extend the experience? So he says, buy a karban, it's just that it shouldn't be a rye. So you can sleep over the next night or the previous night, either way. As long as it's not a rye. Buy the regel, no. That's, you have to extend the experience. That, you don't have to sleep over the next night, which actually makes a lot of sense. If the whole point of the real regel is to, as it were, to recharge your batteries and take that with you the whole year, then you can say, oh, bring a karban. You bring a karban, just bring a karban. It's just a limited experience. But you can't do it both in a rye. But a regal, the whole point of a regal is supposed to last all year, right? The Hasidim said the Ha'ar and the regal last all year. And I don't think you have to be a chassid to say that. I think it should be some mikra. You want to go to Chor HaShals from Bashan and then take it for the year. You don't need to be a chassid to figure that out. So, Sefer Tzvas Emes, that, yeah, you can say it's just in the carbon. Is it a din in respectfully not doing a book for a ride? Or is it a din in taking the carbon with you and extending the experience of the carbon? Says this, if the carbon on the rego, you could ask, well, is that because l'chor the carbon on the rego is to extend the experience? Otherwise, every carbon should bring a ride. If the carbon or a rego, says this, vasem is sfeidinim, the carbon is to not do a both and a ride, and the rego is to extend the experience and take it with you. and, you know, it's really to demonstrate that that experience stays with you. Okay, so that's a little bit about Lina. Really, we worked out all the different shitas, said a little bit of lumdus in terms of understanding the shitas, and ended with a hakira. It's not on the board here about that the sfasemis of hakira. Is it not for your ride, or is it to take it with you? And Amir Hashem will continue in the next year. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. If anyone wants to ask questions from all over the world, please feel free.
Just really quickly, what was the answer to the Ramban and basically what Kofi said? Does three shitas and what requires Lina? So what was the Rambam again?
What was the Rambam? The Rambam only brings down Lina by a carbon, never mentions Lina by a chag. Never says the word Lina in the same sentence as any holiday. Only says Lina when it comes to bringing a carbonos. So the Sfas Emes says, he doesn't say he's based on the Rambam. He just says this is the shita of the Rambam, but he should have said he's based on the Rambam. Right? That the Gemara only means you have to lean out after Shmini Atzeres if you bring a carbon. And we don't pass it that way because we're more machmir. We're not more makel in Shmini Atzeres. We're more machmir than a carbon anything. Therefore, there's no special thing of Shmini Atzeres or any other kind. I hope that answers your question.
It definitely does. Is that's like the Brisa?
And that the Brisa on Daf Mem Zion held only a carbon on the red. Yeah? The Brisa on Yom Adaf Gimel and on Yom Sukkadaf Memchet hold any carbon, no matter when. So Machlok is being two brises.
So just one more time of understanding. We brought the Safri. The Safri said that every carbon
requires. The Safri holds like the brise on Daf Memchet and on Yom Adaf Gimel. Any carbon needs Lina. There's no special holidays.
Okay, so that was the Safri. And then, but then the
Ramban. But the brise on Daf Mem Zayin, which mentions Lina by Shmini Atzeres, held only a carbon on a chag.
Only a carbon on a chag, and the Rambam is holding
that every carbon,
which is not specific to either the Sifri or the Brisa. It's kind of
which
just,
is the Sifri and the Brisa, which is the Sifri, which is the carbon, the bar with the Brisa and Memches that says there's nothing special about Shmini Atzeres for Lina.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Rabbi?
That is a great question. Meaning, this, I said, is in the carbon. Either way, it works. Why only bring carbon on the chag? It's a big fish. Why only bring a carbon on the chag? So the only thing I could think of, correct, meaning, what if you go to the mikdash without a carbon on the chag, which you're allowed to, still a carbon yesterday. The only thing, I don't have a great explanation. Meaning, on a technical sense, you could say, so it's learned from carbon pesach, manishim alukar b'yalko b'alecha. Or from, you know, so it's, but the that's not an explanation. That's not a lumdus. Look, I could also you could always say it's just that, you know, if you add up enough things, it becomes something big, right? That really just bringing a carbon is not necessarily a full experience that's supposed to be turned into let me say better. It's still going to be tricky. Obviously, it has something to do with the regal. The regal is a special experience, which you're supposed to extend. but, you know what? This is what I'll have to say for the Ramban, I think. I'll have to say that it's really a din in the regal. But if you go to the if you go to Yerushalayim or the Azura that bring the carbon, that's not really a worthwhile experience. Maybe it's not. Now, to say it's not a keem or ver'iyah is going to be hard, right?
Maybe you can say more like this.
The din is you need to bring your carbon when you're doing your
riyah. That's a separate din. There's a din of riyah. You shouldn't do your
riyah
empty head.
I'm not convinced.
Is that like a challenge?
I wonder if the Ramban might hold the mitzvah says riyah is to bring your carbon riyah. And that would solve this problem. But that would be a finish.
That's the that's just a question that says
you need to come each time. Means that intrinsically,
okay, I have that idea.
Yeah, I think you might have to go this way.
I think
to sort of take away the significance of going without a carbon.
I think maybe you can make it like more hyper specific and say like Lina is the din in like appreciation that your matana was accepted. So it's only,
but why only on a regular?
Well, that's the only time that it's described as a matana, no? Is that not Nasiado or something?
No, at the end of Parshas Emor, it says, Eil Tasu Lashem Modechem Levad Midibichem Nevotechem. No, one second. He does say Ish Kamat Nas Yado, Kivir Kas Shem Shka Yachal Shem Nas Samach. Yeah, but I'm not convinced that that's the only Matana. I think that's too radical. Anyway, I think that's too radical.
Rebbe?
Yes, Rebbe Yehuda.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Al Derech HaDrush, one might be able to say that the Lina after Shmini Atzeres is an extension of the Kasha Alay Predatchem, which is Shmini Atzeres.
Right, that might be even more than Drush. Give me half a second. One second. Just half a second, hold on. I'm just... That's interesting that, you see, the tricky part of that is that what I'd like to say, but I don't have a strong basis, but I'm very tempted to, I almost said it, is that it's not a din lina, I put regal and karban. What you're saying is not regal, it's a mamish, a special din lina on Shmini Atzeres, right? Yes. Shmini Atzeres is a different, more din lina than other regalim don't. The whole inyan of Shmini Atzeres is pasha light bridasin. I'm very attracted to that. However, the only tricky part is in Sukkot Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph, it says Hashem Shishimus Yimei Achag Tunim Lina Hach Shmini Atzeres is Tunim Lina. But you know what? I wonder. This would be a little radical. See, that's the problem. If it was just Hazer Kashay that Rabbi Nachman says means Lina, you'd say Lina is a special Lina Shmini Atzeres of Kashalik for Dastin, and you don't need a Medrash. The word Atzeres might mean to stop. To stop is to stay someplace. I mean, that's where the Medrash gets it from, right? Didn't make it up. But the problem is the Brisa says it not from Zayin. Kishem Sheshivat Yemei Hachag Tunim Karban Sher Bracha Vilina Bachshmini Atzeres Ta'on Karban Sher Bracha Vilina. So then it's not special Shmini Atzeres. It's true all 7 days. What I thought maybe you could say, but I didn't want to say it in Shir because it was too many of a Kiddush, is that maybe Tosa starts out saying, which day? Tosa says 2 days. What does it mean the 7 days of Sukkot need Lina? All seven or one of the seven? So there are two opinions in our Tosos and Tosa over Shas. In the day that one of the seven, he says, whichever day of Sukkot you bring your Karban needs Lina. Now, some of the Achronim ask, what do you mean? Tosa's sheet is that a regal needs Lina without a Karban. Why does he say you only have to do Lina on the day you bring your Karban? So maybe you could say for Tosos that, yes, it's not the same. The 7 days of Sukkot and Huadin Pesach and Shavuos only need Lina if you bring a carbon on the regal. But Shmini Atzeres needs Lina even if you don't bring a carbon. And then you can say Kosher like Pridaska. But that's very hard. It's a very big Kiddush. And it's difficult in Tosos because the 7 days of Sukkot only need Lina if you bring a carbon. Even on a random Tuesday, Tosos holds you need Lina if you bring a carbon. So I like your idea. And maybe you could sort of squeeze it in. I'm afraid to because it's going to be very dachuk. It's just, you know, it's going to be hard to justify it. But I'm attracted to the idea. Yeah. You hear the lumbus, maybe Shmini Atzeres, the Chiv, Lina is special.
I remember that the whole idea of Shmini Atzeres is special.
Right. You know, if you want to say better, again, here we're speculating. You want to hear better, a different shot of Berkas HaMelech. If the whole point of Sukkot is Shivim Parim for the Shivim Umos HaOlam, to Mechaper the Shivim Umos HaOlam, and the whole point of Shmini Atzeres is that even though we're universalists and bring Karbanos to the Shivim Umos HaOlam, there's one day we're special with us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're the Aman Nivchar, then if Shmini Atzeres is Davka, the day that celebrates our particularism as opposed to the last 7 days of nationalism, what represents our particular national identity more than having a king? If we have a king, then we're separate from the Shivim Umos HaOlam. So if you want to, you could say back for that Ritva, why is there a special din of Birkas HaMelech only in Shmini Atzeres? Because Shmini Atzeres is about our nationalism contrasted with the previous 7 days of universalism. And our nationalism is represented by a melech. After all, that's the Queen of England is, right? She doesn't have any power, but she represents their national identity. So you could say that also. It might be Begetter Drush, but it might be true Begetter Drush. Maybe a little different than what you're saying, but I think it dovetails with it. It jives with it. Okay, any other questions? Okay, Svi has a question. Who does? Yeah, he doesn't say a lot here. No, he didn't accept Rashi's pshat in Sukkah. What? Yeah, he brings the Yesh Mepharshim, and he's saying in Chagiga he rejects it because. But why don't you say the distinction is you have to give a separate bracha? You have to give a bracha on Sukkahs and a separate bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Or are you saying that's not a distinction? That's just a repetition. But then Zman is the same thing. So, okay. You just have to show me the Lashon. I'm sure I looked at it at some point this summer, but I don't remember it so well.
isn't the whole point, like, before leaving, you make this bracha? It's not a question of being somewhere. It's for taking leave.
That's what I thought, but according to this... I understand. That's the context of the pasuk, but you could say it's lav davka. I assumed he was interpreting that pasuk as lav davka. The truth is, he doesn't say tear in the nasu. He says shayim varchan osal b'chol yontif. But what does that mean? You know, what does it mean? How you work on Sobek El Yom? To keep in mind, this Meiri is in the from Zion. No, actually, it's not true. It's really I'm talking about the Brisa of Hazer Pashiv. But again, if work on Sobek El Yom means one of the 8 days, then
no, that's a big sign. It doesn't make sense.